Hey, Chris, high five!
All right! Oh my god! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, Chris!
I think his hand's made out of glass.
That's hilarious, high five!
All right, man.
Oh god!
What happened?
Oh, all the bones in my skin are powder.
It serves you right by the left, you jerk.
You're right, I'm sorry.
All right, well, look. It can't happen all the time, right? Third time's a charm.
I mean, high five before.
Oh, god! Oh, my skin just came right off.
Oh, God. Oh. Why do you do that, Chris?
It's never happened before.
I've always wanted to be a lefty. Come on, Chris, high five.
Ew, no.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
And we're recording. We're all quiet for once.
We have to fuck it up.
That's how you know your game's gonna be. We're all gonna be like, maybe I go and do the adventure.
Everybody seems really enthusiastic tonight.
It should be really relaxed.
I'm just trying to figure out why my calendar decided to make it with my work email instead of my regular email.
It should be really relaxed easygoing. Calm.
Maybe.
Yeah, very, very low key kind of game. Yeah.
I think Jareth is just gonna be,
he's gonna be docile
really the whole game. He's not gonna do anything fun.
My calendar
is shit.
I just deleted it.
I'm gonna be in jail. Getting butt reamed. Nope.
Alright, I wasn't here last game, so I need a.
Alright, yeah, so hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Bastards play without me because you're not cold there.
Tonight we're gonna be playing Monsters and Other Childish Things. This is Dreadful Secrets of Candlewick Manor. I think this is a session 9.
Oh my.
You better be, because if it isn't, I'm fucking out.
Well, yeah. When I post these, you can double check me.
That's right. I will. And maybe
some weeks down the road from now, you can peace out.
Yeah, peace out, Cubs.
So you have to stay here until that time.
Yes.
No, he does not. Don't make your voice. So we're in chill, man.
Well, that was important.
That was before we implied that Eric would be living in the room across the hall from Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's. I don't like that.
All right. So I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this game. Why don't we go ahead and you guys go around the table and introduce yourselves and your characters.
Hi, I'm James. I'm playing Jareth Pyre. He's crazy.
Prove it.
What is Jareth's special thing?
Which one? Oh, yes. Jareth has a boneless arm that is kind of held together by a zippy scab. And instead of bones in there, he's got sticks and rocks and anything that might be of use that he might think of later on. That's what forms his arm.
And a snake.
And a snake. Oh, yes, now I have a snake.
Yeah.
He lost his bones.
Oh, I lost my bones.
Did you guys name the snake? I forget.
I don't remember. I might have written it down. I have to check my notes, but I'll get back to you on that.
All right.
But, he's got a boneless arm where he keeps things in, and now he has a snake in there.
There's a snake in my arm.
So who's next?
Well, we skipped Alex and went to James, so we just skipped me and go to Will.
Okay, well, these two were on their phones doing stuff, so I figured they were busy.
I was updating the calendar for Matthew McConaughey.
I'm aware, but I'm just saying you guys were busy, so I took initiative.
Gotta keep it calm, guys.
Eric, what are you doing on your phone? Because you have no reason to be on your phone.
Why not?
There we go.
Why can't I be putting that?
I'll send you all the advice to Matthew McConaughey.
Because that's important. Whatever shit you are up to.
Hi,
definitely not.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm playing Carl Krakow, the amazing rhino skin kid. He's 10 years old, and his skin is quite not attractive. He looks kind of like a rhino.
Okay, bye.
And
it's super tough.
And he's super tough skin and stuff, and he's not the most nice of the kids. He likes to get into fights and
he's super anybody he's who likes to get hot.
But the Sea Team seems to be kind of taming him a little bit.
Much to his chagrin.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then
take up that kid.
Recently, there's a girl who has a crush on Carl who terrifies the fuck out of him. It's Ed's character. I forget what her name is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the lady kids.
Yeah, Chloe likes you, man. She's scrappy back here. I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Duncan Farrowart, age 10, height 6 foot tall. And his creepy skill is that he's got a spiky carapace on his torso and arms.
And because his relationship with Dr. Davenforth has yet to be repaired...
That's why he's on his arms.
Yeah, his condition seems to have worsened.
Yeah. And, but you know what? He's still got a heart of gold. And he's now a prefect.
Yep, he got a new position.
He's looking up. Maybe once
he's still looking up.
Maybe once Duncan finds out what happened to his old mentor, he'll revert back to.
It might happen this session, you don't know.
Alright.
Your favorite might happen.
I'm Eric.
So you waited until you were chewing?
Yep.
That's good.
That's good choice.
Ophelia.
That's good
mic
right there.
Ophelia Nipples.
But she likes to be called Dottie instead because it's a good name. Because
that was the name of the original character.
She's 8 years old. And her weird thing is that she can talk to ghosts. And also see them.
Does she pronounce the H?
No, that's just me.
Damn it, Will.
She's like, that's what they're actually called. They try to tell everyone, but only I can hear them.
Just for a very professional podcast.
Yes.
Look at this guy. There's a bag of Doritos that's open. Why are you opening that? They're the same Doritos. Yes.
I want a personal bag.
Yeah. All right, everyone's an idiot. I'm Alex. I'm playing Enoch Cuddlebottom, joined by Knock. His creepy skill is that he can see people's sins and then make them feel really, really bad about it.
Hey, I'm not even.
Is that what you wanted? I didn't hear what you said.
Yes.
All right, and I'm Chris, and I'm playing Cecil Musk, and he has a continually drooling mouth. Well, his mouth continually drools acid.
And he has no teeth, and he constantly wears a big, like,
leather. Yes, a lead apron, like you get at the...
And he also has a crush on the dentist.
Well, they...
It did not go well for him, though.
Oh, and that crush has gotten him into trouble, which brings us to a last game, which James missed.
Yeah,
I'm
listening.
You guys,
I need to hear what happened.
Why don't you guys bring James up to speed about all the interesting things that
happened? I'm listening. I'm here. Well, I promise. You have my 100% of my focused attention after I eat these chips.
Well, we found out what Scout wanted to use Cecil's spit for acid spit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That little broad. Scout Toulouse.
He used it to destroy a statue. I don't know.
There were a couple statues, and she kind of, like, poured it over.
They were like town founders.
Over. Yeah.
And because there was acid, the sheriff decided to blame Cecil, even though he knew it was his daughter.
It was a cover-up.
Yep. It was a frame job. Cecil spent the first half of the day in school in handcuffs because we convinced the sheriff to at least let him go to school. So the deputy followed him around all day. Then at lunch, Ed's characters got the jar of, empty jar of acid back from the sewer.
Ed's characters.
Where the sheriff had kicked it.
Or new characters to the story.
Yeah. And then we went to the sheriff to try to prove Cecil's innocence. And instead, the sheriff put Cecil, Nock, and one of Ed's characters in jail.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Duncan is now the prefect of the... What wing he's on?
East Wing.
East?
Yeah. You guys were the... No. The South Wing.
South Wing.
Will.
The South
Pass
Wing.
Pass me that soda.
Which is a little...
You guys are originally living in
East
Wing.
Yeah. I'm the prefect of the South Wing.
Well, the troubled kids.
Yep.
Yeah. You got cool.
And exactly. Why don't you tell James about the alternate characters we created?
Yeah.
They're good.
Were they the ones that we were texting about? Or
some of it.
So there was the Delaneys, which is Ed's characters, who are basically hive minds. They're the triplets. Two boys and a girl. And they frequently speak at the same time. And
they speak in unison pretty much always. Except when they're introducing themselves, when they all give their first name.
There is Violet, who can mimic anyone's voice. Sybil, who has eyes, she's blind. She has a helper monkey, a seeing eye monkey, help her out. She has eyes on her hands, and she has eyelashes for fingers.
Like Pan's Labyrinth almost?
Kind of, yeah.
Like Chrome almost.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And there's Bernard, who gives life to inanimate objects. Who's also Bernard is also now my roommate.
Yep.
It is it not the case with Bernard that he can control the objects at first, but the longer they're around, the more
they start to gain their own independent
right.
Yeah. Those are the orphans who seem to like me. Then there's two orphans that
the two coolest ones.
Yeah, awesome.
Also known as Monty Gold, but
and,
he's quite awesome now.
And Lucinda, I forgot which one of them makes.
Monty sweats nitroglycerin. And Lucinda has
lightning powers.
She's like a static electricity battery.
And the two of them hang out together.
And they high five. They high five a lot.
Whenever they high five, there's a poof, a puff of smoke.
They don't like me as much as the other orphans.
You're just an easy mark.
All right. Do you guys remember which one of the Delaney triplets stayed in jail with you?
Was it Chloe?
One of the
one of the boys.
Roscoe or Heathcliff?
I think
Roscoe was the big one. So
yeah,
let's Roscoe.
It was the big one because the other one was like a talk. One of them was.
They're all
handsome.
The same. It doesn't.
Yeah,
he said that the one of them is handsome and the girl is like small
and
quick.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, yeah.
It's not overcomplicated or anything.
All right. So we'll fade in on the three of you, Cecil, Nock, and Roscoe, in the jail cell. It is a very cramped, confined, small-town jail cell. There's a little cot, a combined toilet sink-looking thing made of stainless steel, bars on the windows. It's getting along toward evening. You guys have been here for several hours.
Cecil's crying. He has been for the last... How many hours? Several hours?
Maybe about... You said it's September, so probably like 4 or 5.
So... Yeah, he's been crying for the last hour. And he took a... Before that, he had taken a break. And he'd been crying 2 hours prior to that. So he held out for like an hour, then he cried for about 2 hours straight, then he kind of composed himself for about an hour, and then he went back to sobbing, and that's where he is now.
You guys, Nock, make me a brains plus notice roll.
Brains plus brains.
There's also a huge hole in the floor in front of Cecil.
Oh, yeah, that's actually what I was going to have you roll to notice.
Oh.
Because I was thinking that, too. Like, as he's crying, his spit is he's just drooling.
Yeah, he's just, his head is in between his legs, and there's just a hole burning through the floor. I think it's coming out of his nose, too. The,
was the worst crying.
The like,
snot.
Viscous, yeah, like, it's like snot dripping down, but that is also just...
Acid,
yeah.
How's your nose not melting?
I don't know.
He doesn't have any
nose
hair.
How does his mouth...
I thought your mouth was kind of get used to it, like, you know... Like
I figure his whole body is, like, immune to it.
Right. Yeah,
Cecil can't be burned by his own acid.
While Cecil has been crying, like, inconsolably for hours...
No, it was an hour, it wasn't.
Yeah, you can console me for an hour.
No.
Could have will.
Roscoe has been having conversations with himself. You can only hear part of it. Yeah, I miss you too. Yeah, I know. It's pretty weird. Yeah.
No, he's still crying.
What has Nock been up to?
Nock asked the deputy a few hours ago if he could have a newspaper to read.
The deputy, Deputy Packhammer comes in. He looks kind of sheepish. And also a little bit paranoid. He's looking around. He's got the paper tucked under his arm, and he starts walking very purposefully. There's a row of six cells, three on a side. You guys are on the far.
We're all in the same cell.
Yeah,
right?
You're all in the same cell. He walks up and down checking the cells. He pulls out his baton and, you know, click across the bars. he gets to the...
Are the other five cells empty?
No, there's someone in the cell across from you. He has been asleep, though.
Adult, I'm assuming.
Male, you can smell him from here.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got to be pretty drunk if he slept through all that crying and sobbing.
Yeah, he smells like unwashed sweat and booze.
Just smell like Eric. A brewery.
Like Eric.
And when the deputy gets to your cell, he looks around and then like kind of surreptitiously, but he's huge, so it's impossible to miss. Takes the paper and tosses it into the cell onto the bunk.
Thank you.
So Doc starts reading the local paper.
Does he start to get a little dirty after he gives you the newspaper?
You probably get.
He actually. It's weird because it comes in like phases. He feels very conflicted about this because you're a kid who made a simple request. You know, he did a kind thing, but he also knows that the sheriff wouldn't have wanted it.
Right.
So he's kind of cycling.
It's all right. I'll feed it to Cecil when I'm done.
Get a copy of the Candlelick Vale Intelligencer.
Ooh. Who's the editor of this paper?
Oh, God, what the fuck is it? Well,
there's an actual person for it?
Yeah.
Alex Costello.
Editor Icarus Lee.
All right.
Why isn't this paper called The Sun?
Because he flew too close.
I don't know. Take it up with Benjamin Bob.
Icarus Lee.
I just facepalmed.
Okay.
Well, you're perfect.
What sort of things are in the Candlewick Intelligentsia? Candlewick Vale Intelligentsia.
Actually, there's the editor is quite a muckraker, and he seems to have it in for the civil administration in town.
Wow.
If even half of the stuff that he's printed in this issue of the paper alone are true, then the mayor, the sheriff, and a whole bunch of the city council members should probably be in federal prison.
Well, Knock probably doesn't understand all of the things, but is inclined to believe that at least the sheriff should be in prison. However, he is going to take notes of where the newspaper offices are located, so he can make a stop after school tomorrow.
Okay.
And share this crazy story about how the sheriff threw a 9-year-old in jail.
There's actually an item about the sheriff and the local jail. Apparently, their latest. I'm gonna say there's a thing. People have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then. There's a whole bunch of legal and bureaucratic hubbub about them. And then they just go away.
They've been disappearing people from the local jail?
Yeah. Well, officially, too. Every inquiry that the editor and his reporter have made has been rebuffed because those legal records are sealed.
No, for the Freedom of Information laws in the 1930Xs. Interesting.
Interesting.
All right, so Knox's gonna kill time reading the paper because what the hell else is he gonna do?
Sure,
he could read the paper.
And
just trying to get this note.
He's going to write an account. Do we have our book bags, or did they take them away?
I'm gonna say they took them away. They are. There's like a property locker. If the lockup is a long hallway, there's a property locker like before you enter.
Okay. So I'm going to start when I'm going to ditch the paper.
There's toilet paper.
It's only right.
All right. So Knox's going to start scrolling on the toilet paper. He has a pencil in his pocket.
Can I start lighting the toilet paper on fire?
You're not in jail.
It could have been.
No, we're going to have to light the toilet paper on fire.
Oh, you're
and then I'm going to drop it down the hole that Cecil's made.
Nice.
Jared, what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Jared did go to detention, though.
Yeah.
Probably did.
This is kind of like that, but worse.
Did you have Jared go to detention for the reason I told you to get him go to detention for?
I think so. I forget, though.
Okay.
It's been a couple of weeks.
And I'm going to... Knock is going to write an account of his time in jail.
Okay. So we'll leave you guys there for a bit. The rest of you.
Pulling the paper, right? Like pulling it onto the bench and writing. And then just pulling more as I go.
Like it's riding, like stretched, up. It's stretched across the whole cell, so you just.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that Cecil is really upset about, too, is they took his book bag, so now he's not even going to have his homework, and he's going to be in trouble tomorrow.
Yep.
It just gets him... It's a self-perpetuating cycle.
Yeah.
Because as you console yourself enough to stop crying about one thing, you remind yourself about something else that you should be crying about.
Well, I don't have to do my homework. Oh, my God. I don't have to do my homework. Cecil's going to be so mad.
The rest of you, you are driven back to Candlewick Manor by Mr. Dragonslager. No, you go with Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He doesn't ask questions about that because, as we've established, people, adults especially, just tend to glaze over whenever Poe is around. You were in detention the whole day. Do you? What is your mood right now? Are you manic or docile?
I think I was docile all through detention.
Okay.
So I'm probably a little manic if I'm going to be hanging out with Poe.
All right. You got out, and then you saw Poe came to pick you up, and you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. There we go.
Yay, Poe! I'm so happy to see you.
You ready to go for a ride, Jared?
Yeah, I'm always ready to go for a ride.
Let's go for a ride.
All right. Where do you want to go?
Hey, where are you guys going?
You see everybody else, except for Nock and Cecil, boarding the bus. They all seem to look a little forlorn.
Where's Nock? He said he wanted to talk to me about something.
Oh, he's in jail.
What?
Him and Cecil and one of my new wards, Roscoe, is in jail.
All right. Paul, we're going to jail.
Just right across the street.
Poe actually, when you say, Poe, we're going to jail, he goes, all right! And he speeds off down the street, and then you hear like a sound of the car making a huge screeching U-turn, and then he speeds back and comes to a stop in front of the sheriff's office.
Should drive down the block, back up, and actually drift all the way around the
block. Are they in the cell by a window so I could, like, stand on...
You're not sure.
All right.
You could go and try to...
You know, Jared, I would suggest we shouldn't cause any more trouble. This is what got them into jail. I mean, the sheriff doesn't really like us orphans.
Not going to talk to me, and my buddy's in jail, so I'm going to see if I can help out somehow.
The sheriff actually is sitting out front of the sheriff's department. He's wearing like a leather jacket and a cowboy hat. He's got cowboy boots on, and he is smoking a cigarette and just sort of surveying the town.
Listen, Jared, do me one favor. Do not go up to the sheriff. Do not cause trouble. Let's just get on Poe and go to Candlewick Manor. We got too much of our friends are in jail. I don't want to see you go to jail, too.
I don't want to go to jail, but I want to talk to Nock. I said he had to talk to me about something.
He's kind of throwing any of us who question it into him.
I'm not going to talk to the sheriff. I'm going to avoid him. I mean, do I look like somebody who wants to tangle with the law?
I mean, I think it's best... I would say it's best for all of us just to head over the matter, tell Candlewick as soon as possible, and see if he can fix this.
I think it'd be better if one of you tell Candlewick. I'm not really on his best friends list.
I mean, I'll probably do it. I am a prefect, after all.
You see, Jojo is leaning out of the bus, and she's looking at you, Duncan. She's like... And Dragonslager, like, leans on the horn a little bit.
See, we have to go on the bus.
I'm going to hang out with Poe. I'll see you guys at the manor. I'll get there before you guys do, probably.
Dottie or Carl, you want to stay with...
No.
No?
No, everyone
should be. He shouldn't be by himself.
I'm not getting in that thing.
Well, you got...
Carl saw me outside of the bus, by the way.
Because he has to be dragged in by Duncan.
All right, Dottie, since Carl's not going to get... Yeah, I got to take care of Carl on the bus.
I don't want to get any more trouble, though.
I'll go with you. There's one of there's always three
we'll
of them.
We'll go with you.
But now there's
it's
two.
Am I aware of that? That there's just
you know that there's three. Always three of them. They're always together. And now there's only two.
Hmm.
My brother's in jail with your friends Nock and Cecil.
Oh, good. We can go visit them all together. Which is something we're not going to do. I mean, I'm going to go straight to the manor after maybe a joyride or two.
Wait, who's going to... Which one of you guys going to sleep? Both of you or only one of you?
This is Chloe.
Oh.
Chloe's saying that.
So,
wait,
Chloe, what about?
No! It would be
Heathcliff. Wait, what about
Chloe? Chloe is like lingering near you, and she's kind of like she's got like a skirt, and she's like playing with the hem of it.
Wait, Chloe, are you gonna go with Heathcliff, or are you gonna come on the bus with me?
Heathcliff and Chloe actually say in unison, Chloe will go with you.
Okay.
Chloe says I, Heathcliff says Chloe.
Okay.
And then she giggles.
All right, Heathcliff, do not get in trouble. I already have... Wait, do I have... Oh, yeah. Your brother's already in jail, which means me, I'm in trouble. I don't want to get both of you in trouble my first day as prefect.
And that technically count as one, and them being in trouble?
No, they're their own person.
Heathcliff gives you, like, a little Boy Scout salute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in jail, Roscoe says, "Okay, I'll tell them." And he looks down at you, Nock, and he goes, "My brother is bringing one of the other children over to speak to us."
Oh, I should watch out for the sheriff.
The boy with no bones in his arm.
Oh, Jareth.
He seems to be quite animated.
Well, that could be probably bad.
Well, you were waiting for him to be animated before you told him that, what's her name, tried to push him out the ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Or push
sure.
the ladder.
Everything will be fine, and then he's just thrown into the jail cell.
Hard cut, too.
What could possibly go?
Well.
Blank.
I was just going to drive around the building and see if there was a window and just, like, honk. Because no one seems to have really acknowledged Poe. Yeah, I know, you can steal my
research. Poe has some stats, doesn't he?
Can I get a Ryan full of those, too?
I think Poe would be on a full sheet.
Yeah, I have a...
Thank you.
If not, I have the actual book. Poe, here we go.
Yeah, I got him right here.
Okay. What are his monster powers?
Monstrous bits, headlights, all surface tires, custom bodywork, massive chrome bumper, huge throbbing engine. That was uncomfortable for me to read.
Because it was throbbing?
Yeah.
Go ahead and make me the roll with huge throbbing engine. See how...
Useful. Go really...
Huge throbbing engine?
Throbbing so hard.
Eric's favorite engine.
Mm-hmm. How would I? This is tough times two, Wiccan.
You just roll the dice.
Okay.
That's what it. Those are the powers it does, but the pool is. I think it would be like something a number in D.
I have X2 and X3 written here. Oh, 10D4. 10D.
10D.
Huge throbbing engine, 10D.
Damn. That is a huge engine.
Yeah, that's why it's Eric's favorite engine.
Mm-hmm. I am, however, going to give this a difficulty of 3.
So you need to
that means sets under 3 don't count.
Okay.
That's a number.
Because
up.
here's the thing. If you get the sheriff's attention with a speeding car, he might not be able to rationalize Poe, but
he'll figure out that there's a
he
child.
He will see a child driving a speeding
two
car.
Children.
Two children.
Don't forget Heathcliff.
Or no one driving the speeding car with two children in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have 3 tens.
Okay. So, Poe opens up. He's got big old suicide doors, and they flop open.
Eric's big.
Mm-hmm. I jump in.
Are you getting behind the wheel, or are you?
I usually like to sit in the passenger seat because I know it freaks people out seeing a child in a car that's got no driver.
All right. Heathcliff climbs into the back seat.
You might not have thought as much about it as I don't know.
Did you just say words, or did you just kind of mumble?
I thought, like, being as paranoid about that kind of thing in those years.
About no one driving a car?
No, well, the same still, I mean, just a kid sitting there alone.
Well, a kid in a car that's driving itself is freaky.
Well, yes, that. But,
yeah.
Just sitting still.
Heathcliff jumps in the back because he seems to be a little uncomfortable about sitting in the driver's seat.
I'd probably yell at him to get in the back anyway. So like, yeah. Jump in the back. Trust me. And look out the windows. It's fun.
The gear shifts down into drive. The gas pedal depresses itself. A gout of fire shoots out of both mufflers.
Sorry.
And you hear, yeah! And then the car just takes off around the building. It is going, since you rolled 3 tens, it is going super freaking fast. Too fast for anyone else to actually see it.
Shit. Did you get a set of those two, or are those more?
What the
I got
hell
a set of
that?
Those two. Okay. They were a gift.
Space
from David's
one.
Girlfriend.
They've gone to plan. That's pretty much what it looks like from your perspective. They all climb into the car, and then there's just this explosion and a sonic boom and a burst of hot wind.
Sonic boom.
Which is great, because we only have to go across the street, but we're going around the town before we go to gain momentum.
Jareth, you and Heathcliff look out the windows, and you can just see things like speeding past, rushing by. Poe is cackling like a madman. And eventually he gets to the point, you realize it, because you keep seeing the same things like circling, flashing as you're circling the sheriff's department. So go ahead and make me brains plus notice to see if you can tell Poe where he has to stop.
2 and 2. I have a pair of threes.
A pair of threes. All right. You see,
Hey, can you, I see you talking to yourself over there in the back. Can you tell your, companions to maybe look out the window?
Oh, yes. I will tell my brother to, give me the high sign. You see, you know, just a bunch of barred windows. There's a little, like, fenced-in area with some, concertina wire around it. And you see, every once in a while, yeah, one of the windows, you can see like hand waving. What do you tell Poe to stop?
There, we got some there.
There's like a squeal of brakes, and you think you hear like a crash, and you look behind you and you see that the, one whole section of that fence is just caved in and bent and warped. there's chain link fence that is like it's like a hot fireball or a comet of some kind punched through it.
You're glorious.
The ends of the chain link are all
a carmet.
Yes, the ends of the chain link are all burnt and warped. And you are standing in... The car is parked out back in front of the window with the hand waving.
I'm going to climb out and get on top of the car to see if I can look in the window.
Knock, you and Cecil hear a crash, and all of a sudden... Roscoe's hair just gets blown back.
I think Jared's here.
Oh, no.
With Hub.
That's probably not good.
And then my face appears.
He's going to get arrested, too.
It's like we'll all be in jail, and you're going to get a life sentence, and you're never going to get out of
here. Cecil.
Don't worry, because they have a lot of money for a good attorney.
Yeah, it's true, he does. He found that suitcase.
Mm-hmm. I stand up in the window. Did you bring anything to make Cecil stop crying?
Jareth, it's a very high window, so it's the conversation is kind of like you have to jump up, and because you're manic, it's just you jumping up over and over.
I thought he was standing on the car.
Yeah, why is he standing on the roof?
Yeah, down the roof of the car.
Okay,
he could still be jumping up over and over again.
Yeah, if you like.
They just jump out of excitement because I just broke the sound barrier. Hey guys.
Come to his face,
doing?
Then his belly button, then his face, then his belly button.
That was detention, Jareth.
I slept through most of it. Kind of boring.
Yeah, being in jail is pretty boring, too.
This
isn't boring, it's scary. There's a big room to cross from us.
You hear.
He's roaring.
You guys want help getting out? I'm pretty sure me and Poe can do something.
No, that'll only make things worse.
I mean, like, I'm pretty... Poe, can you break these bars? Or this wall, or...
Oh, hell yes, I can.
Yeah, we can break a bar.
Break the wall, too.
No. If we break out, then the sheriff's going to come chasing us, and things are going to get really bad.
Hey, Poe, do you like running over sheriffs?
You hear a disconcerting, like, low chuckle. And then the engine just revs, and those two sounds happen together.
Poor me in instruction.
Pretty much. Just point me at him.
Not considers for a moment.
I mean, kill two birds, one stone. Well, two birds, one car.
One sheriff.
No, he'll have to let us out eventually, especially once, or hopefully once, Mr. Candlewick finds out about this.
You want me to get you anything? Bring you soda?
Mr. Candlewick, you're killing me so mad at us.
I don't know about that, Cecil. We didn't do anything wrong.
He's not going to believe us. He's going to believe the sheriff.
I got my crayons. You want a color?
I don't know. I think Mr. Candlewick is smarter than that.
No crayons?
No, thanks. Here. Look, take this paper. I'm going to give him the newspaper. Okay. Take the newspaper. I'm assuming the address of the officer there. I'm going to point to it. Go here. Go to the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to come to the police station now because the sheriff has arrested a bunch of kids for doing nothing.
Ooh.
Hey, Poe. You want to cause some mayhem and some mischief?
Oh, boy, do I.
We're going to have to put that... we're going to have to put that sheriff thing on hold. But, back burner it.
Oh, also, Miss Silverdale tried to kill you, but we can talk about that later.
What?
Go to the paper!
We're talking about this later.
Yes, I've been waiting to talk to you, but just... an opportune time. Look, she's the one who tried to push the ladder down while you were climbing it.
Oh, that poopy pants head lady.
I know. Don't worry, we'll get her.
She's dead.
Poe, you want to cover up? How do you feel about running over old ladies?
Less enthusiastic about than I do about the sheriff.
But it's not a deal breaker.
If she tried to kill you, then it's not a deal breaker.
Children, we had a horrible accident. Miss Silverdale is no longer with us. She was
hit
by a car. Oh, where was she? In her room.
Third floor.
She was hit by a car. Twice.
Yeah. Tore her open like a bag of laundry. Anyway.
Alright, Paul, we're going to have to go to the newspaper. We're going to blow this cage wide open.
It's like afternoon, right?
Or early evening? Early evening.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
I think the bus comes back on at 4, or so it leaves at 4.
Yeah.
Hey, drone number 2, you're going to have to do the talking, because,
The two of them actually have their hands up, and they're like, holding hands through the window, and just, like, staring at each other through the wall. At least you would expect so, because they're both just staring at the wall and holding hands.
You know, we acquire some very interesting companions.
Yeah.
Up to the newspaper! Get your hand in the car! Put all hands and all arms and legs inside and appendages inside the vehicle at all times.
Good luck!
Here we go. And then, once again, there's just the screech of tires.
I'm just picturing Poe driving away and Jared's arm with nothing in it just out the window. Like a streamer behind it.
That's disgusting.
I mean, he's in the driver's seat, though. Because he's left.
Oh, well, all right.
I'm going to cut back to the three of you on the bus.
You said you were right-handed.
Yeah, maybe. I probably did that. I don't remember. I forget. Yes, my left-handed boneless. You're good. You're sharp. You're a good kid. You're a good kid.
Josie sits down next to you, Duncan.
Oh.
What the hell was going on with Cecil?
Well, he's in jail right now with Roscoe, who is my new ward, and also with Dunk.
Oh,
I mean, not Knock.
No, not. Oh, that's not good.
I'm Dunk.
That's not good.
Hi, Duncan.
Sometimes you get other people confused with yourself.
He has that whole personal identity boundary issue.
I think it was like a...
You guys are...
The sheriff is framing us, though. He doesn't like us orphans, and we know for a fact it was his daughter, and I think she even admitted to it to him, but he hasn't listened to her.
She's still just kind of, like, zoned out. She's like, they made me sit in that closet all night when Monty and, the hell is the other person's name? Monty and Violet? No.
Violet.
Oh, mine, Lucinda.
They made me stand in that closet all night when Monty and Lucinda burned down all the furniture in the sitting room. I don't know what they're going to do to you now that one of your charges has actually been arrested.
Well, I wouldn't worry. I'm not really worrying about myself. I worry more about Cecil because he's in jail with Knock. He's gonna probably get even worse punishment than I am.
Cecil in jail. Oh yeah, you said that. Oh, we're gonna have to go to Dr. Candlewick about this.
All right. I was planning on doing it anyway. I mean, we need to get those guys out of jail. I mean, they're kids in a grown-up jail. Probably not good.
For a crime they didn't commit, and they're gonna stir the pot even more, and then murder most fast.
I've known Cecil for years, and I really can't imagine him doing anything worse than crying inconsolably for hours.
How much would we ruin the story if I actually did go through with Poe running over the sheriff?
You wouldn't ruin it at all.
Okay.
The story is a sandbox.
Okay.
But you wouldn't get to the information that you want, that Myra wants.
So we don't have any hot water either.
Oh, yeah. No, I realized that.
Yeah.
When I washed my hands and then said, I should have realized that earlier. But, yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's Jareth?
Yeah, about that. He's
on his way to Candlewick Manor.
Apparently he's decided to go talk to Knock and Cecil.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I do have Heathcliff, which is the brother of Roscoe, to keep him company, make sure that he doesn't do anything that bad. So hopeful, but, I mean...
You've got the girls to find out what's going on right
and
now.
And Chloe's right there, that's a sister, and they always know what each other's doing.
She giggles when you point to her and say her name.
So, I mean...
She has a crush on him now?
Just giggled, Will.
Oh. I thought she had a crush on Duncan, or
was it Carl.
It was Carl. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was Carl.
I mixed up the two. Okay. Yeah, never mind.
But she's sitting next to giggling at Carl. Like, she's sitting next to Carl giggling.
Yeah.
I was just making sure you're consistent.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I forgot who her crush was on. I just remembered she had a crush on somebody. I thought it was Duncan, but... Okay. No, I should have realized it's Ed, so of course it would be Will's character. I don't know why that didn't occur to me before now.
Yeah, Dunk has a crush on Josie.
Yeah.
And the pussycat.
Okay. Oh. All right, so we go to Dr. Candlewick with this immediately. He probably won't punish you too bad because you're new. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do about Cecil, though. I can't pull double duty again. I just can't.
I mean, you got me here, though. We can do, like, split it. Or I can take the whole thing.
Okay. What are the two of you doing, Dottie and Carl?
Plus, I mean, it's only...
playing on their phone.
Plus, we're only watching after Dottie.
Right, fucking thing.
I mean, we're watching Dottie...
What are you doing?
First, I'm defending myself against accusations.
Yeah.
And then I'm... Dottie is, you know, she's very nervous about the whole thing because she's very upset that her friends got arrested. She's probably looking for a ghost companion to talk to.
Okay. Clay Main is on the bus with you. He looks rather paler than usual. And he's still...
I probably do also.
My dear child, are you all right?
No, I'm just very, very upset. Some of our friends were thrown in jail, and they didn't do anything wrong, and it's not fair, and I don't know what to do. And they're all in jail, and they're probably scared, and they didn't do anything wrong, because the sheriff's a big meanie, and it's not fair. I don't know what to do. I can't do anything about it. What? So, what are you saying?
He can't even say it.
he like makes a squeaking noise, like. Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
It's a travesty of justice.
Yeah, that's.
I thought he was saying the trust in justice.
He takes out his disgusting rotted handkerchief and wipes in his mouth. Don't worry though. If you tell my cousin Miles about it, he will certainly help. The Candlewick family only employs the finest lawyers.
Do I know the Miles?
There's in the book you stole.
You could make me a brains plus out think roll. See if you know who he means.
Remind me how the rolls go again.
Brains plus out think.
And so I need to roll the same number.
Yes.
Right. Just don't be like Will and roll 11 dice and not get a match.
Wow. 2 5s.
It's impossible to match.
Yeah. On the right.
On the right. You mean on the left?
Yeah.
45, right?
Dottie, you remember that...
You remember
that the name on... stencil painted onto the frosted glass window of Dr. Candlewick's office is Dr. Miles Monroe Candlewick.
That's on the... door to the office.
To his office in the library.
Saying go talk to Dr. Campbell.
Right. I didn't know his first name. All right.
Hey, Odin Poe is the finest.
Well, we're going to him anyway.
I think that was the plan, but yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I really hope he could do something because he's really, I don't know what to do. I like trying to help, but it's, I know.
It's all part of the plan.
All right, I'll try that as soon as I get back.
And Carl, how about you? What are you doing on the bus?
On the bus, is
he's scared to
go round and round.
Yeah, I'm in the fetal position on the bus.
In the fetal position?
Why?
What?
He's scared and also
terrified of the bus. And all these moving vehicles.
He's scared and creeped out the bed. Chloe likes her.
There's
Chloe. Keep, don't look at me.
You keep catching glimpses of the girl. One of the triplets. She's like stealing glances over the bus seats at you, and she keeps giggling. And because she's so creepy, that's even more creepy.
I like my sand check.
Do you guys ever watch Portlandia?
No, not really.
There's one NPC, like the, not an NPC. there's one non-main character where they just like use the same actress over and over again, like they do. They use the same people, and she never says anything. She just smiles and giggles, and it's like the same canned giggle every time. That's what I'm picturing. Like that's all she does is just giggle.
She's happy. you're kind of like...
She's not laughing at your jokes, just a noise he makes every 2 minutes.
You kind of like zone out and stare out the window for a little while, Carl. And then when you look over, that girl is sitting next to you.
Ooh.
Hi.
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 Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe.
No, I don't usually get a chance to talk to you without my brother or sister. My brother's here.
Oh, yeah, hi. he goes back to look out the window.
Now you're looking out the window. I thought you were crawling in a fetal position. Which is it?
Well, he said I was in the
window. Well, I kind of picture he's got like his legs up on the seat.
Yeah.
You know, and he's hugging his legs and staring out the window. And
staring out the window, if he's scared of going fast, might make it worse. Mm-hmm. Maybe he should be staring at the floor.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right?
Very true.
Blech.
So you go back to staring at the floor.
We're still.
Wow, do you see how fast we're going? Look how fast those signs are going past the window.
The bus driver knows what he's doing. The bus driver knows what he's doing.
Oh, maybe they blew that stop sign.
Just keep telling yourself that.
Are you scared, Carl? Are you scared?
Oh, vulnerability. Women love that in a man. The ladies love it.
Scared? No.
Maybe guts plus courage roll. See if you can.
Yeah, I see when you're done with the James.
I'll let you choose guts plus courage or face plus connive to lie.
Sure?
Yeah.
Guts plus
there's
courage.
Yeah, no, more of that, if that's what you guys are worried about.
What?
Yeah, we have like a whole other
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I have one courage.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
One courage.
Anyway. Wait, what's your guts score? Get rid of this too. It's pretty big.
Three is like 3-6 or something like that, right?
Oh. No, that's where you get hit. You should also have a guts score.
I almost one? Took your sweater off, but not quite.
I have one.
This is Violet.
Oh, it's Violet. That's why it's called.
That's not even your character.
Your character is printed out on... Because he's a general
I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong sheet. Guts plus courage plus 2. So I have 4.
No, 7.
That's 7.
That's 5.
Yeah.
2, 7.
That's
they're all just numbers, really.
Violet!
And on a number line from 1 to a billion, it's practically the same thing.
Yeah. Double 7s.
Okay. So you manage to sound very firm and resolute when you say, "Oh, I'm not scared." And then you look out, you take like a sidelong glance out the window, and it's just like
phone pole, phone pole, phone pole, phone pole.
And I looked back at her with my gray skin's now white.
Man, they installed a lot of phone poles really close together.
We're going 2 miles an hour.
So many telephone poles. It's just a wall.
I wanted to add a conveyor belt.
He just like
City Planner's
like
an idiot.
Smirks at her.
She like giggles and then just like puts her head on your shoulder, kind of.
He's frozen. Because there's nothing to do.
And he turns a bright red.
And explodes.
You guys, Duncan.
Roscoe told me to do this. He's living vicariously through me.
He said you'd like it if I do this. Oh, God, that'd be so... Ah. Now I'm getting too thought into complications. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. God damn it, James. He's just doesn't do because he's stuck on a bus that he doesn't want to be on.
Yeah.
And he has this creepy girl now leaning on him.
So Duncan, you look back and you catch sight of Chloe just sort of like resting her head on Carl's shoulder, and Carl is just sitting there hugging his knees, wide eyed,
just staring at the back of the seat.
Yeah, you two kind of make eye contact for a moment, and the word that comes to you from Carl, as if telepathically, is help.
Carl's fine.
So cute. He doesn't know what to do.
You should make a motion like, put your arm around her.
Duncan just gives him a thumbs up.
He doesn't know how to do kissing stuff yet.
So kawaii!
I don't know how to do kissing stuff either.
No. I mean, you guys are really too young for kissing stuff, but she's just being, like, generally weird and affectionate.
Yeah. So he's... And he's out, like... Really just like, you think, look out the window, look at the floor, or look straight forward.
Is Carl okay?
I think he's going out.
I don't think
Chloe
he's...
Now.
I don't think he's breathing.
He was red, now he's blue.
It's turning violet.
Violet, you're turning violet.
No, Violet's one of my people.
I know.
Do you look at Carl and see if he's breathing? Yeah.
Is he breathing?
No. He forgot.
Duncan makes a motion like he pantomimes breathing.
And like, I look at him because I don't get it first. I'm like,
oh, right, that thing.
He like,
yeah, you're supposed to get
a deep breath and coughs and like, because he realizes you've got to breathe.
Love breathing.
Chloe looks up at you and she blushes. And then she drops something on the seat next to you and like toddles off to the back of the bus.
Oh.
Hazel, kawaii!
What'd she drop?
Pick it up. Read it.
You won't know next
if
year.
You ever want
no,
to see your friends
alive. No, not literally next year. Character.
I was
in character so much then.
He was actually
looking by the side of him.
So I look at the note.
It's just a construction paper heart, and it says KK and CD.
Uh-oh. KK.
You should cut it off there.
Yeah.
Yeah, these three strikes, you're only in the baseball.
I was picturing like a little drawing of Carl next to a little drawing of Chloe with drawings of Roscoe and Heathcliff just right in the background.
Yes.
Carl Krakoff and Chloe.
That's on the reverse side.
Yeah.
On the front, I look at it like... I turn over and see the digits from Roscoe and Heathcliff.
Well, there's the two of you like holding hands, but she's also standing near two other figures. One of them is clearly taller and bigger, and the other one's a little nerdy looking.
And they both have the same.
I just hold up the Duncan,
and they both have the same.
I get two.
They're both holding the same arm out that she is.
I give two thumbs up.
So how much of this did Ed tell you to have her do?
Oh, none of it.
Oh, all right.
I'm just making this all up.
It sounded like Ed would have specifically requested it. Also.
No,
this is just what Ed would do.
He had... He has texted me about nothing except the Apocalypse World hack he's working on.
What does Dr. Kennewick think of, like, when two orphans, like, go out on a date?
I don't know. It hasn't happened. Really, the orphans are... nobody's older than, like, 14 or 15.
Yeah.
So it hasn't ever come up.
I was wondering about that. Why? Where are all the older kids?
Maybe you started doing it.
That's what Nock would like to know.
That's a valid question.
I mean, he's running a Cthulhu cult. We know that out of character. But in character. Where are all the older kids?
It's a cult of Yog-Sothoth.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Monster.
I remembered the tentacles, but got my... otherworldly horrors confused.
I don't even know.
A congeries of iridescent spheres.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I probably did.
Yog-Sothoth is the gate and the key.
Yep. He knows the way.
It's a gatekeeper.
It's Horto, Keymaster.
So, we'll cut back to Nock and Cecil here. Our Jareth and Heathcliff have driven away. They're off doing whatever. Maybe they were on a crazy adventure and ignored your request to go to the newspaper office altogether. You don't know.
That's entirely possible.
Here in this cell.
That's not true. We do know because one of the brothers is...
Oh, right. Yeah. That's true. We do know.
But we've got one in jail and you've got one with you.
Yeah, we have an Ed with us.
Roscoe isn't saying much, actually. He actually has this look of, like, consternation on his face.
I'm okay with him not saying much.
I don't know. She's never shut us out like this before.
You don't know what?
It's Chloe.
What about her?
Well, she's not there.
I look around the cell. No, she's not.
She's always there. You don't understand. She's always there. This is why we shouldn't be apart.
Well, why are you here, anyway?
I'm here because... I don't know. It was originally Heathcliff's idea. He's the smart one.
Ah. Well, Heathcliff's in a crazy car. You're stuck here, and your sister is home? Maybe she's just too far away.
Never had that problem before.
What if they share the same intelligence? They just have different, like, other stats.
See, the way I'm picturing it is when they're apart, they start to emerge
as individuals
a little more, and it scares the hell out of them.
Yeah.
So I'm making that decision for you, Ed. Get used to it.
Ed.
Oh. Well, maybe
you should just sit down and stay calm.
You know, there's nothing we can really do because we're kids stuck in jail. Knox said.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault, Cecil.
Yes, it is.
You wouldn't have got arrested if it wasn't for me.
It's not your fault. It's the sheriff. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Excuse me. It's the guy from across.
Oh,
you can smell his breath.
Cecil's pillows.
Excuse me, lad. Would you mind keeping it down, please?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm just scared.
There are good people here trying to get some sleep.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to do it. I don't want to get in any more trouble. I'll just be quiet now.
Oh, it's quite all right, me lad.
You look
like a good lad spending your first night in the stir, are you?
Yes, I didn't know I would ever be in jail.
Oh, by Jesus.
I spent many a night cooling my heels in places like this. You got to get used to it, boy.
Is this what it's gonna be like for me from now on? Did you get arrested when you were 14 for knocking over a statue too?
No, no, no. Mostly it's just drunk and disorderly. They got you for a destruction of property. Oh, my. People around these here parts like things nice and regular.
But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Oh, they're going to push you away, boy.
No, no. They already did put me away. What else could they do?
Thanks for the help, mister.
Don't mention it.
What's your name?
Name's Brody Bloom.
Right.
Mr. Bloom. I'm sorry I woke you up. Please don't tell the sheriff on me.
I'm sure he'll be able to go right back to sleep now.
You know, that thought hadn't occurred to me, but,
I'm surprised I was a citizen.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at his sins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Look at the sins of the Father material.
I'm going to go with... is wider or higher more appealing for your list there?
Wider, probably.
Wider? All right, in that case, it's 4 threes.
Four threes.
You have a random sin chart? Yep.
Yeah.
Because he does it every new person.
What else? What other singletons do you have?
A 10, a 1, and a 5. Was Brody O'Bloom?
Brody Bloom.
Brody Bloom.
Brody O'Bloom.
Alliteration.
You're not a no. It was a 10, a 1.
10, a 1, a 5, and quad threes.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, I killed James.
Well, someone had to.
Yep, it's about time.
It's really a human service to the country.
Thank you. Oh, great, I started the zombie apocalypse. Well, luckily the door's closed, yeah. So it's not going anywhere.
That's true.
But then Eric's gonna open it.
Well, eventually we're gonna, like, all wander out of here as zombies. And...
Well, zombies can't open doors.
Yeah but Eric can
open
the door.
But Eric will open the door.
Oh.
And then
well, then we'll just be stuck in the house.
Yeah, but then the heater fryer guy...
I think you're also, you know, counting on the fact that none of us are gonna try to make a break for it.
Well,
before we turn,
I mean, I figure
in desperation,
if Alex is
I figure if James is, I'm right here in front of the door.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be
pretty hard.
Entrance, exit.
Yeah,
I guess it depends how hard James chows down on me, and if you could like kill him.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Well,
I mean, that's
yeah.
Will might go for the window.
Will's gonna get a Winnie the Pooh in that window.
Yeah. No, are you kidding me? I'm gonna make Will sacrifice. He's bait, and I'm getting out.
Meyer and Chris go out the window.
All right. So, Nock, here's what you get.
I'm gonna throw Will bait. Yeah.
You're not. It's. You've never been drunk before.
Okay. Yeah. I'm 9.
But now you are by proxy.
Oh. Okay.
It is a blur of. He is probably one of the most filthy people you've ever seen, you know, just from a cursory glance. But when you look into his soul, you get you hear screaming. There's a woman crying, someone else shouting back. You see people, you just get like random flashes of people staring, and you hear, "What are you all looking at?"
So he's too drunk to remember.
He knows he did something terrible. And you get the sense that the reason he's so deep into the sauce is because he's trying to forget what.
Okay.
What you trying to forget?
He can't actually remember it, but that almost makes it worse in a way.
All right. So did something drinking to forget,
and now you're drunk.
And now, so Nock like, reels back a little bit. Whoa, and Doc just, like, goes over to the bench and falls down face first.
Is your boy over there drunk as well?
No, it's just nine. He can't drink.
Cecil, you get a closer look at Nock.
Yeah.
And he's like, his...
He's out. Like, drooling.
Oh, are you... Nock? He starts kind of like... What happened, Nock?
Oh, that's going to be great. We're going to get the reporter to show up, and you're all just going to be asleep, crying, and staring off into space.
What's worse, a jailed 9-year-old or a drunk jailed 9-year-old who was not drunk when he was put in jail?
Well, can't prove that, though.
It's that...
You can.
That
and anyone who saw me at school can.
That prison toilet gym.
Yeah.
Yep, that prison hooch. I had a very lengthy conversation with my science teacher about photosynthesis.
You did.
Mere minutes before my arrest.
That's true.
She could tell that I was.
I learned about photosynthesis as well.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jareth, Heathcliff.
And Poe.
Poe's ready to cause some mayhem. All right, Jareth, where are we going? Want to drive down the tier mark?
He's ready to... Heathcliff, no one should terrify the neighborhood. No?
You know
that song.
Heathcliff the Cat?
Yeah. Ooh, there's a cartoon.
Yeah, I remember Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the theme song.
He's a poor man.
And now you're going to go terrify the neighborhood with Heathcliff. All right?
Ooh. Ooh, Flo Man.
The poor man.
Heathcliff is kind of like pressed back into the seat. Where are we going? You wanna drive up some trees in the Child of Lost, or drive down the tier mark and see how close we can get to the ocean?
Well, first, yes to both those things. First, I have to do something for Nock, because he's gonna help me take care of this broad that tried to kill me for no reason. I'm a likable person. Alright, I couldn't say good person in a straight face. I'm sorry. But, no. Nock needs our help, and then we're going to do that, and then we're definitely going to go drive fast and crazy. You okay back there, buddy? You look a little...
I'm fine.
All right, he's fine. Go, Poe, go.
Where are we going?
We're going to the newspaper store, place, thingy. Editor, this address that's written on this paper thing.
Go to the newspaper,
man. I'm nine.
There's like a momentary revving of the engine and a burst of speed, and then the squeal of brakes, and everybody just there's no seat belts, what's his name? Heathcliff ends up like sprawled over the front seat, and Poe just goes, "We're here!"
Yay! I jump out and I just start banging on the doors, and I jump out of the car, I burst into the door, and I'm like,
it's like,
I'm scared.
it's the whatever picture you get in your mind when you picture a sleepy small town newsroom. It's that there's a guy like with his shirt sleeves rolled up, suspenders. He's got like a cigarette hanging out of one corner of his mouth, and his hands are like poised over the keyboard of a typewriter, and he's just staring at you incredulously.
What time is it?
It's
like evening.
It's evening.
There's liquor on his desk.
Yeah. That's accurate detail from the journalist.
Yes.
In the party.
I feel like this guy chain smokes.
Yes.
He's an older gentleman. When he talks at you, the cigarette just kind of waggles in the corner of his mouth.
Bring me pictures of Spider-Man.
That would be a cigar.
What do you want, son?
My friend, sir, Sheriff Mean. He put my friends in jail.
All right, boy. Why don't you take a seat?
Hey,
tell me all about it.
Apparently I wasn't there, but he said my friend who's in jail, and he said for you to come talk to him because he's 9.
So the sheriff arrested your 9-year-old friend.
Yeah, and 2 others, children. They asked me to come get you because they said you could help.
Son of a bitch.
You are 9, right? I'm not just talking out of my ass.
I am 9.
Okay.
I think the other one is younger.
Close enough.
The lady's younger.
Cecil is 14. The lady's younger. Cecil is older.
Yeah.
We're all roundabouts the same age, except for Cecil. All
right. Let's go see what we can do.
Okay.
why don't you stay here?
Actually, I think maybe Cecil should be a little younger. If you guys are all like 9 and 8.
Well, no, he's like, a prefect.
Yeah, you're the older one.
Still, he should probably be like 12.
Too late. It's canon that he's 14.
You're 14.
So this guy takes a swig of his flask of bourbon or whatever's on his desk, and you kind of see like he almost goes to offer it to you, distraught, and then he thinks better of it.
He might offer me a cigarette if they're at the right time area.
Hey, smoke one of these. It'll calm you right down.
You should pay your snake.
I mean, they used to have kids smoke cigarettes for kids. That was a thing.
I can't believe a snake in your arm.
I do have a snake in my arm.
He actually, there's like...
How's it breathing in there?
It's eating
the mice that I released under what's her face's door.
There's an urn of coffee on his desk, and he gets like an old there's a coffee cup. He like dumps some paper clips out of it and goes, and then pours you like half a mug of cold coffee, and then hands it to you. You stay here, son. I'm gonna go and have a little discussion with Sheriff Toulouse and Deputy Packhammer.
Okay, just tell my friend and my car that they can go back to the manor.
Tell your car.
you're sitting there?
Yeah.
All right. You see him? He kind of shrugs. He pulls on his coat. He walks out. Poe is parked like in the street. He walks over, he like looks around, he knocks on the window, rolls down.
Knocks in jail.
No.
Not funny.
Damn it, Eric.
he says something to Heathcliff, and then the car peels off. And he like jumps back. He goes across the street to the sheriff's office. It's literally like across the street and down the block.
Nice.
This tastes like dirt.
And sadness.
Cold dirt.
You're heading. When's dirt like warm?
In the summer?
Yeah. The further down you go, the
colder. You guys can both make me a brains plus notice check.
Aren't you passed out?
Well, find the warm dirt. Ah, too far!
I don't want to be near the warm dirt. I want to be near the cold dirt.
Plus notice.
2 5s and 2 2s.
2 5s. Trust me, I'm 9. I'm a connoisseur.
Got 3 9s.
3 9s. Okay, so you both notice that there seem to be heated words.
What's that? What? Oh, why does my head hurt so much?
Not very happy. What happened to you?
I don't know. I just got really dizzy and tired.
You look like you have one bastard of a headache there. One bastard of a hangover.
Oh, God. Yeah, my head is pounding. What, have they fed us at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Been hitting the old bottle there, man.
No.
Why would I hit a bottle? Nine. That seems so counterproductive.
You shouldn't even know what that phrase means. Why would I hit it?
Why would I hit a bottle? It just hurts.
Oh, the break. My lord. America's youth today. From down the hall, you can hear something of a commotion, shouting voices. You can hear the sheriff. He's very adamant. He says something about how he's not giving a statement. He's not at liberty to say anything. He's not commenting. And you hear like louder and louder. Sheriff, what do you say? What do you say to the accusations that you have arrested and incarcerated a 9-year-old child for no other reason than your own personal display of power? No comment.
Hello, is that Mr. Candlewick?
Perhaps.
I know.
Yeah. Perhaps the children would like to give a statement.
It's now Mr. Kennewick.
I know, Cecil. Hello? I haven't spoken to anyone in hours.
Deputy, get him the hell out of here.
Oh, you're just trying to get him to come here?
What? I'm trying to get us out.
But you get the other guy to come in.
What?
You want that guy to come in here?
I want something to happen.
I want to give a statement too.
After a few minutes, you hear silence from the front of the sheriff's office, and then you hear outside your window, kid.
Oh, I climb up.
Hello? So it is true. That rat bastard did arrest kids.
Yeah, there's three of us.
We didn't do it, sir.
He arrested us because we tried to tell him that our friend was innocent of the crime that he was framing him for.
he's got like a notepad out and he's scribbling. What are your names?
I'm Enoch. I don't remember which Ed is with us.
Roscoe's the big one.
My name is Cecil Musk. I didn't do it. I wasn't me.
We're all from Candlewick, and he thinks that because of that, he can just lock us up.
Candlewick
Manor.
Yeah. he kind of pauses when you mention Candlewick Manor, and then he goes, and he keeps scribbling. did he charge you with anything?
No. Did he?
He actually did charge Chris with something.
Charged Cecil, yeah.
Cecil. He said, you remember him saying something about an arraignment in the morning.
Yeah, well, he charged Cecil. I think he's trying to pin the statues. Did you see the statues?
The ones in front of Town Hall.
Yeah, he's trying to pin that on Cecil, but Scout, his daughter, did it. She even confessed.
Even confessed?
Yeah, in front of him, and he didn't listen.
And he disposed of evidence.
Do you have anything to verify this? Any proof?
You could just ask Scout.
Yeah, you could go talk to Scout. Deputy Packhammer was there, I think. He was, yeah. Yeah, Deputy Packhammer was there. There was a jar that Scout had that had some acid in it that she used to melt the statues. The sheriff had it last. I don't know what he did with it.
In the sewer.
No, we got it out of the sewer.
It broke.
Yeah, he threw it back into the sewer, I think. Because we came out. Oh, yeah, no. Someone dropped it and it broke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the jar. Yes, no, we didn't have the jar. So forget that. I forgot we didn't have the jar.
Well, if Sheriff's little girl really did do that and she confessed to it, I can't see why he wouldn't. I can't see, but...
He's just... He doesn't... He wants to protect her, so he's trying to make Cecil... He's going to send Cecil to jail for it.
He's never gonna let me out. I'm gonna be like this nice man across the hall.
Listen, I don't want to alarm you boys.
If there was only someone with good news,
Sam. You're a bit late.
Now, question here. Criminal court proceedings are open, right? Unless the judge specifically...
If it's kids, it would probably be closed. The judge would probably seal the record.
Like, yeah.
All court proceedings are open.
Okay.
Was it like that in 1930, though?
I think so.
If 1930s buffs can correct us.
We could be a little hand-wavy about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says...
I mean, if it wasn't, then To Kill a Mockingbird wouldn't work.
Right, right.
There you go.
But, I mean, like I said, usually, sometimes if there's kids involved, they'll close it off. Or if it's like a sexual crime.
Locked people.
But
fucking give him the chair.
Sorry.
Terrible.
Yeah, mocking people is
the chair didn't exist in the 1930s.
Just like sitting in a chair for a long time.
He says,
fire squad.
Do your best to keep your friend calm.
I've been trying to
Do stay as calm as I can.
This is the calmest I've been.
You should have been here 2 hours ago.
It's the least he's cried all afternoon.
He's getting better.
I think your friend might be in terrible danger.
What? Why?
I can't prove it, but I think that Sheriff Toulouse and Judge Gruffberger? What the hell?
Reinhold.
No. Reinhold.
My name is Judge.
Reinhardt's from Overwatch. He has a big shield that he just puts in front of himself.
Sheriff Frostbook.
You have a big dick you put in front of yourself.
Damn, that was a compliment.
But you suck it because it's someone else's.
Oh. Was it quite as much of a compliment as I originally had believed?
Rick's favorite thing to have in front of his face.
He says.
Favorite reason to have in front of his face.
Sheriff Toulouse, and Judge Brackberger have something going with Dr. Stanker. Stanker? No. Shanker.
Oh, even worse.
Shanker.
Stanker.
That's not good.
Stanker was bad. Shanker is worse.
Shanker is worse.
Fix you right up.
Yeah, basically. Over at the Zittimer Institute.
What's the Zittimer Institute?
Zittimer Institute.
Is that the
No.
Zittimer Institute.
It's a facility for the mentally ill.
That's what Dravenfurth is.
Well, 1930s probably would have applied.
You know, the funny farm, the booby hatch.
That's where the Dravenfurth is, right?
They've been sending prisoners there?
They've been sending people there for psychological evaluation. Thing is, none of them come back.
Stop listening.
Somebody's going to be experimented on and turned into a weapon.
But we're just kids.
I want to go to the funny farm.
It's great. They're just kids. Look at the hole underneath him.
They're coming to take me away.
It doesn't matter to the sheriff. He's been after Dr. Candlewick for his orphanage or whatever it is he's running up there for years.
Why?
Everyone in town thinks that you and your friends are undesirables.
That's true.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that Dr. Candlewick literally paints it on the bus. But...
And, you know, most of you are, forgive me for saying, a little bit odd.
I look over at Roscoe.
Well, yeah.
He's just... But we're not hurting anyone.
I can't believe Closure is out.
And then there goes Jared, just like rocking down, running over pedestrians.
We're not hurting anyone.
Most of us aren't hurting anyone.
Cut to the hospital with Barry.
We're not hurting anyone important.
We're not hurting anyone who didn't deserve it.
Yeah, but then Poe runs over the sheriff.
We're not hurting anyone whose every we action cut, didn't scream for
We cut over to Matron Fineliner. Time to change your bandages, Barry. And there's just...
All the maggots underneath.
Yeah.
He ain't
just
free no
falling
more.
Off. Oh, look, the dead flesh is slewing off your face.
It's an improvement.
Yes, you're looking much better today.
I'm only going to vomit a little bit.
A little less.
Yeah.
Listen, kid, I've been covering this beat for a long time now, and if there's one thing I know about the people of Candlewick Township is that they're proper people who like everything in its place, and if you don't fit into their picture of what's good and right with the world, then they don't want to know about
you. Sounds like you're talking from experience.
I've been trying to bring the sheriff and his cronies and the mayor down for years now. And from what you saw, he wrote about make up a political scandal. You're a journalist.
Small town. I don't know if they would have government contracts back then, but didn't you say one of the buildings was new?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor's brother built it.
Okay, so yeah, then they were skimming off the top, and you know.
Well, no, they wouldn't even have to skim. They give them $1 million contract for a $500,000 building.
There
and, oh, look at all this extra money we get to keep.
Right.
That's a nice gig.
Yeah.
He built it, and then 6 months later remodeled it.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to add an addition.
Right. There's the town hall annex in progress.
That's what I do with elevators.
You annex them?
Annex them?
No.
This elevator is now the property of James! You should just take a marker on the top of every elevator. Belongs to James.
You know those little pink this flamingo figurines?
You leave them there.
I leave them on top of the elevator.
This is a toll elevator now.
that was his story in the paper that deputy gave you.
Look, I mean... We could get out of here pretty easy, but I'm worried that the sheriff's just going to come after us harder then.
Look, kid, it might not make you any enemies in the long run, but if you want to beat Roscoe Toulouse in his own game, you got to make him fold.
I tried. He just got worse.
You gotta make it public.
Why do you think I called you?
Look, I'm going to do my best to talk to this girl, his daughter. I'll see what she has to say if she's willing to come forward and corroborate your story. I can run with that.
Do you think it would do anything if it's in the paper? I mean, you just had that story about them, you know, giving all that money to the mayor's brother.
They call us the best fish wrapper in town, kid. Nobody pays attention.
Great.
The first time I pictured a fish that sings in a rhyming
so did I. That was the first I thought of, like a rapper fish. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. They wrap fish in newspapers.
Yeah.
It took me a moment.
At
least it wasn't just me.
You're welcome.
He says, I'll do what I can to help you, but I can't promise anything.
So we should just wait here for now.
That's up to you, but I would say you need to get a good lawyer.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure.
Dr. Candlewick's a lawyer, right?
Yeah. I hope Dr. Candlewick could find one. Because I'm 9 and an orphan.
The reporter should know Dr. God. Candlewick's a lawyer, yeah. Probably, right?
What happened?
The reporter should know that Dr. Candlewick is a lawyer.
Oh, he's not a lawyer.
No,
he has
lawyers.
He has lawyers.
I thought that... Okay.
You know what Eric's ghost friend said to him was, you should talk to my cousin Miles, because the Candlewick family only employs the best.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Go talk to Dr. Candlewick. He has an expensive lawyer.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thanks, Mister.
I think I missed
Dr. Kendall obviously doesn't employ the best. He has one of them that got locked away, and one of them that's trying to kill me
and me.
Oh yeah,
Giuseppe's really good.
Well, I don't know if she's trying to kill me, but I don't know. She wants to destroy me.
Giuseppe makes
me.
Really
the Candlewick family retainers are very protective and insular. Like,
yeah,
they're their own special group in the town. So I will let you guys, if you want, since there is an Ed with pretty much everyone except for Jareth.
No, there's an Ed with Jareth.
No.
They split up. Yeah,
I'm just sitting in the...
Jareth is Edless now.
Where'd Jareth Ed go?
Sorry.
Back to Candlewick.
I missed that.
I sent Poe and...
You might have been in the bathroom then.
Yeah.
I sent Poe and Ed... that was with me to back to Kendall because I went docile when I got excited about kicking a door in. I kicked the door and there was nothing exciting behind it, so it just
I'm gonna fast forward right now a little bit. So I'm gonna say that Mr. Lee, he's got to go see if he can speak to Scout Toulouse, and he's gonna poke around the town hall and see if he can find anything.
And leave me in his office.
But he offers to give you a lift back to the manor. So he drops you off. Before we do the powwow scene where you guys decide what your tack is going to be, we should do the meeting with Dr. Candlewick. And then you guys can figure out, like, how you want to handle this.
Yeah.
Because it's a kind of a staple of the genre that the adults aren't going to do shit to help you. You have to, you know, work it out for yourselves. So it's getting on toward evening. Jareth, you get let off.
I start making my way slowly.
Bus ride.
Yeah, you've been on the bus the entire time. So many telephone calls now.
Here's the thing about that. You guys got back to the mansion, okay. Dr. Candle says that he will speak with you this evening.
God damn it, Candlewick.
But it's important.
You must be patient, Duncan.
There are kids in jail.
You, as a representative of the authority of this household, above others. Adults are talking. Decisions must be made. I feel that we should have all the facts before I tell you what our course of action is.
So does he know that we're in jail?
I would have told him that.
Mr. Dragonslager would have said something.
Okay, all right. So if they're just... Okay. I thought... They were waiting, like, Duncan was like, Dr. Candlewick, you won't believe... No, we're not talking yet. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
basically, he knows.
Okay.
You guys, a lot of the adults are, like, speaking in hushed voices. Dottie and Duncan especially, like, you get the sense that they're talking about... You and the other orphans, Miss Silverdale, particularly seems to be very loudly justified in her opinion of her low opinion of Mr. Cuddlebottom.
If I'm waiting for evening, I'll probably do my homework. It's gonna take a couple of hours. I'm gonna do my homework as I wait to talk to Candlewick. Whatever my kindergarten level homework is.
Yeah, I figure I'd be working too, just to make sure I have.
I'll probably be like in the library. Library, I gotta go.
Gotta tell you.
All right. You see a very nervous-looking man in an austere-looking suit.
Mm-hmm.
With an attaché case, come in. He like raps twice, very very gingerly on Dr. Candlewick's door, and
Did you think of that, like rapping also?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna just stop using the word rap.
Candlewick!
He drops a rhyme on Dr. Candlewick's doorstep, a fat rhyme.
He knocks out a sweet beat.
Yeah.
And starts rapping about fish.
He starts beatboxing. Dr. Candlewick eventually lets him in, and you know, they have like a consultation. Finally, Dr. Candlewick tells you he'll meet with you at 8 o'clock sharp. All so right. You're just watching the clock, doing your homework.
Yep. Doing my chores.
Finally, it's 8 o'clock. And Josie shows up. She's there as well.
He's meeting with all of us, or is he meeting with
prefects? Anybody, okay. Anybody who wants... Here's the thing.
I'm a prefect.
I want to be there.
No. He is intended to just meet with Duncan and Josie. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be there, you can make a case for it.
Well, I mean, she has a personal reason of wanting to talk to him to see about a lawyer about it. But... because that's where she was directed to go by the ghost.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he just wants to talk to the prefects, she doesn't have much of a reason to tell him other than, you know, I want to be there to talk to you.
Or you could pass that message along to Duncan, or...
You could just say, like, Cecil's my friend, I want to know what's going to happen.
That's true. Cecil and Nock.
Yeah.
And, I guess Roscoe.
Now, apparently.
Yeah.
We'll say that Ed is not present for this.
Take that, Ed.
Roscoe
somewhere else.
And Heathcliff are next to each other, that they're upset that Chloe isn't with them. And that...
Does somebody want Chloe's to there. Play...
Oh, hi, Ed. Right.
Does somebody want to play Josie?
And the Pussycat.
Sure.
Okay. Let me...
Is Josie the wolf girl?
Yeah.
Josie and Ralph.
Are you rough?
Did you just bark at me? No, that's my last name.
That's how I like it.
Oh, gosh.
8 o'clock comes, and at 8 o'clock sharp, the office door to Dr. Candlewick's office just swings open, and he appears at the doorway and invites you in.
Okay.
Come in, children. Mm-hmm. Take a seat.
Thank you.
I realize that today's experience must have been a trying ordeal for all of you.
Quite shocking.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Seeing Cecil invested with authority... invested with the authority of House Candlewick, brought low and accused of such terrible, terrible destruction.
He didn't do it.
You believe he is innocent?
Yeah.
We know he's innocent.
He's definitely innocent.
Mr. Candlewick.
I see.
His daughter, Scout, admitted to doing it.
Well, so wasn't he in school all day, so he wouldn't have had time to do it? Same.
His own daughter confessed to the crime, right in front of him.
So you believe that your friend, that Cecil has been framed?
Mm-hmm. I even saw the jar of Cecil spit. He kicked into the drain, and then we tried to recover it, and it was drowned and broken. So that evidence is gone now. But I did see him try to cover it up, and he's framing Cecil.
Both of you make me brains plus notice rolls.
That's not my strongest. Tens, right?
Yes. Nothing on my end.
Nope. I got two sixes.
Two sixes. Duncan, you're getting a really weird vibe off of Dr. Candlewick right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is staring at you like a doctor looking at a germ under a microscope. He is just fascinated by your reaction to this. And you get the sense that he is asking you these questions not out of any kind of empathy for you or for Cecil, but because he's trying to, like, get a sense of how you feel, because he wants to see how you're responding to the emotional duress of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's normal.
Now, he is a doctor of unwanted children.
That's why I ask questions.
I mean, I'm starting to get like a vibe of like, what was that guy from Heroes that worked on the clock?
Oh, yeah, exactly, Skylar.
Yeah, Skylar.
It's definitely a, let's see how this works.
Yeah.
You know, and then he slices your skull open. But he's not cutting your skull open. He's just sort of...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
He's just imagining it.
He knows that Cecil's not...
Right.
And he knows when you're awake.
He knows that Cecil didn't do it.
Yeah.
He's just fascinated as hell to see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. For some reason that you can't quite pin down.
It's all right. Everyone has their fun some ways.
That's just how he gets his jollies on.
Yeah.
That's how I get my jollies on. I watch people struggle. It makes me feel good inside.
So if we get her to... Can we find a way to get her to admit it again? I mean, she admitted the first time, and maybe she admitted it again to someone who will listen to her besides her father, who doesn't listen to her, apparently.
It is possible that if Scout were to tell her side of the story in a public way, that the sheriff would be forced to admit that he was in the wrong and let Cecil go.
And knock and Roscoe?
And them as well.
Because none of them did it.
Well, if the information I have is correct, which I learned from the servants who spoke directly to the sheriff, then Enoch and Roscoe have not been charged with any crimes. They will be released in the morning. Mm-hmm. Cecil, however, is going to be arraigned in front of Judge Grafberger.
What's that word mean?
Well, he's going to have to enter a plea. And if the... I don't know if there would be a... That's the weird thing about this book. There's no district attorney character.
There might not be.
Yeah.
Small town.
Small town.
Probably be the judge.
Okay. If the sheriff and the judge decide to press charges, then it is possible he will be assigned a court date and there will be further legal proceedings.
Wouldn't he get a lawyer or something? Because I'm sure it's a big school and everything, and wouldn't we have someone to defend him and tell, show our side of the story and say he didn't do anything?
Yes, my dear girl. That is where I come in. Actually.
Oh, is there?
There's someone else in the room with you.
Oh, hello.
No idea was there.
Oh.
You all kind of turn, and sitting in a high-backed armchair... is a man, Duncan, you kind of saw him in a very, like, austere suit. You can see now in the light. He's taken his coat off. It is, like, roughly patched in several places. He has very thick, like, Coke bottle glasses.
Okay.
And polka-dotted bow tie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Here, Alex, I'll do this since you're not here. I'd like to read his sins.
I am...
Science guy.
He's a lawyer. Don't say it.
How are you, sir? I am Mr. Greenridge. I have been retained by Dr. Candlewick to represent your friend's interests in court. I think we have quite a compelling case, actually, and it's very strong, yes. I do believe I've never... Well, yes, I think we have quite a good chance of getting the young man off.
Phrasing.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I don't want to see... I'd hate to see Cecil in front of the firing squad.
Oh, my dear
My dear boy, they wouldn't put your friend in front of a firing squad just for destroying public property.
Oh, that's good. That's a relief. I'll tell them that.
They'd hang him.
Apparently I have already Googled execution in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I mean, I always look up execution.
It is a felony, though, so they would likely send him to prison for several years.
No,
they had the chair back then.
Yeah, they did.
That's right. That's why I said it. I knew.
Does a kid's prison exist?
After all.
Oh, there are several state institutions... designed to rehabilitate troubled young people.
How far is there any close by I can visit them?
Oh my, no.
Oh.
Mr. Greenridge here
is
writing
a piece on that?
Is Josie saying anything, or is she just sort of...
Josie's Googling executions in the 1930s.
She's very ahead of her time.
Yeah. Josie's first conceptualizing Google.
Yeah. I have this idea for a search algorithm.
She's inventing the computer.
Yeah, she's got a lot of steps to get there. But they didn't do anything, so it has to... I mean, they're innocent, so it has to be okay. I mean, that's how it works, right? If you're guilty, you go to jail. If you're innocent, you don't.
Is that, in fact, how it works, Josie?
Is that Candlewick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were teaching us in history class. That's how it works.
Nothing happened. Nothing.
And from your personal experience, do you find the world to be just or fair or compassionate?
Well, I'm a wolf girl.
She doesn't have a response for that.
Life's rough.
Hey, Meyer, go jump out that window.
Do you find life to be fair? Well, Barry made me throw myself down the stairs once.
But then he got his face melted, so...
all things considered, life is...
I've been reading about this thing called karma.
I think life's pretty fair.
You do, Duncan, you do.
I mean, you know.
And he, you get the sense, since you passed your role from before, you get the sense that what he's not saying is, and that's what makes you so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah, if you do good stuff, good things gonna happen to you. And if you do bad stuff, bad things gonna happen to you. So, Cecil's a good guy. I think, and I believe in that Mr. Greenwich right here. He looks like a good guy. He looks like a good guy and a good lawyer. And I think he's gonna get Cecil off, and then by this time tomorrow we'll be hanging out with Cecil and playing some pinochle.
When you say he looks like a good lawyer, Mr. Greenridge like puffs up.
Oh god. He's Ted from Scrubs. Our lawyer is Ted from Scrubs, man.
Yeah, a 10-year-old complimented him, and he's proud.
Oh! Oh!
He looks pretty smart.
Damn it, you're fucked, Chris.
He looks really smart.
Well, what about the lawyer that you're...
No, the ghost said talk to Dr. Candlewick, because he has the best lawyer.
Right, that's who
would be the best lawyer.
This would be one of those best people that Dr. Candlewick employs.
Well, speaking of that... Dottie, you get the sense, because you had the journal, remember, that you stole? Did you read that at all, or was that just Enoch?
I think just Enoch.
I don't remember if I ever specifically said she was checking it out.
I'm asking you now, have you checked it out?
She's looked in a little bit. She felt guilty about stealing it, so she's not, like, all over it, but she's perused it a little bit.
Okay. In that case, the overall arc of the story, it's just a family history, but if you had to pick, like, a trajectory for it, it would be a story of the loss of fortune. When Sedgwick Candlewick came to this valley, he owned the whole valley.
His name is Sedgwick Candlewick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is in the book. I did not make that shitty name up.
Didn't think you did.
Oh, man, we're going to get yelled at by the people who made this game now.
Sorry, Benjamin Bow.
What about people named Sedgwick?
That's fine, but it's when you have the Sedgwick and the Wick in your last name.
No, my fault. I rolled it.
I
wonder if Sedgwick Candlewick ever ate beef on a Wick.
But basically, like I, as I said, when Sedgwick Candlelight Delicious. Came to this valley, he was a very wealthy man.
Right.
The family owned the entire place. And now it seems that Dr. Candlewick only has the family grounds, the Candlewick grounds that the manor is on. They do have several retainers, but you don't see, like, there aren't very many, like, luxuries or extravagances around. The people who have worked there seem to have worked there for many years. And from the book, you get the sense that the town was the valley was sold off piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
Something seems to have cursed the Candlewick family.
Oh, gee, I wonder who. Oh.
Was it a Mogwai?
Yogg Sothoth just doesn't produce like he used to.
Yeah, you can't feed it after midnight.
Yeah, right. That's what happens.
You gotta head out.
Yeah.
Oh, get home safe, Chris.
Yeah.
I got a long trip
across the hall.
Yeah. And I have to get up in like
that old dusty trail. So.
It's time to go.
Right. Yeah, be safe.
We'll try to yell really loud.
I just gotta make sure Chris gets home safe, guys.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna go pee, so I can walk him out.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Hold on, I'll wait halfway.
Well, no, because it's really cold out there.
It is.
Our heater doesn't work.
Yeah, we have a good house.
Well, apparently we were up for our annual inspection. They think the filter's just clogged. But it was working this morning.
No, that's good.
Like, my heater kicked out yesterday, too.
Only on the coldest day of the year.
Hopefully, like, the pipes and everything will be...
As for...
So the coldest day of the year?
I don't know about the year, but... Since last winter.
Mm. Yeah.
So 20 degrees today.
It was like 16 on my way to work.
-8 with the wind chill.
Mm. Pretty brutal.
I was naked.
Yeah, no, the pipes will be fine. It's like 60 degrees out there, so I don't think I'm going to freeze. Anyway.
Mr. Greenridge,
Dr. Get the heater back.
Chris does need to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's Chris?
I hope you don't have to sit.
Dr. Candlewick.
Out.
Says, well, all of the pieces are in place. We shall find out how this all shakes out in the morning, won't we?
So they're just going to stay there all night? Josie says.
There is very little we can do.
Well, it's simple. We can't kill the sheriff.
If you believe that the legal system in this town is as forthright and virtuous as...
If you believe...
You seem to think...
They put a man on the
road. As you learned in history class, in civics, they should be acquitted easily, don't you think? Or... Cecil should be. He is the one.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Shut up, shitbag! I'm scared.
You are so good looking.
Rest assured, children. I will do my utmost to make sure that your friend is cleared of these terrible shots. And then he falls over, and his briefcase like explodes. Papers come out, and
there's a fish.
Oh.
I thought you were saying like he just had a heart attack and died.
No.
He just suddenly fell over.
He like is standing up.
Oh no!
He's standing up.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Putting on his coat, and he was trying to like say something reassuring on his way out when he tripped.
Gotcha. Okay.
And his papers went flying.
Okay. You see a big Cthulhu Mythos insignia written on a bunch of papers and on a rock.
No, apparently they're Yogg Sothoth worshipers.
Hey, Chris was still right up there. He didn't go home at all.
He's just hanging out outside the door making faces at us.
He's brushing his teeth.
I'll brush your teeth.
Oh, sorry about that. But yeah, so everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, man.
You always forget.
You gotta trust this guy. He's really smart. He looks like a smart cookie. Much smarter than I am.
Oh, well, I'm smarter than an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Things are looking up.
So Mr. Greenridge is like, good night, Miles. I will,
Miles.
Listen, man, you just gotta use your best confidence, and you got, I believe in you, man. Sir.
You,
Tails is here?
You do?
Yeah, of course I do.
You're the only one. he does kind of brighten up, and he gets the, you get the sense like he's thinking to himself, "Wow, somebody believes in me."
Yeah. So that's a thing.
What?
Yogg-Sothoth.
Oh yeah, congeries of iridescent spheres.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our favorite iridescent spheres.
That's Duncan's thing. He believes in the best of people.
Do you eat those?
Only Chris can say those.
I could say whatever I want.
I mean, Mr. Kennerwick wouldn't have hired you if you were a bad lawyer. You must be really good at your job. Look at his house. He has a nice big house, and he has all these good staff.
How come you get to say whatever you want, but if other people say certain things, I have to apologize to you? How does that fit?
Because he's an
I'm
idiot.
Great.
That's why I don't apologize to him, because he's a hypocrite.
Only the best.
The best! The best! The best!
Anyway, Ophelia, if you'll excuse us, I would like to speak to Josie and Duncan for a moment.
Alright. Thanks. Don't finish my homework then.
My homework was probably making A's.
What shape is this?
Running
I don't
A's.
Know how to write.
Dr. Davenport gave you Shakespeare to read. Your kindergarten teacher taught you the alphabet.
Yeah.
You're learning to spell cat.
If I remember kindergarten,
it was just letters.
It was just letters. Yeah,
I remember small words.
Well, he's learning to spell cat, so he's learning his shapes already.
Yeah.
I remember having to write. I think that's also scripted.
Cursive, I remember being later, like second or third.
Yeah,
it's like second.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm thinking cursive, I had to keep repeating.
And now I never write in cursive.
Yep. Just signature and that's it.
Yep.
Brooklyn schools are a lot different. We didn't learn cursive until sixth grade.
Ow.
Then again, elementary school ended at fifth grade. Sixth and seventh was middle. And then
they do that.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
They don't teach cursive anymore.
I don't think they do.
I mean, they didn't.
Really?
They didn't drill it as hard as they used to, even when we were kids.
They literally
teach
a sign your name. That's it.
Nobody our age and younger writes with cursive. Anyway, so Dottie, do you leave or are you going to stay and try to listen in?
She might want to listen in. She's not big on getting in trouble.
To listen in.
But maybe is there a ghosty who could go hang out?
Sure. Who's passing by?
The only ones I've met.
Hey, guy with half
the one that hides under my bed, the Burns man, the one on the bus.
I'm the Burns man.
there's also the woman. You met the first night.
Oh
yeah, the white woman.
Yeah, the white woman.
I forgot about her.
We haven't really established much about her.
Other than that she was a woman.
Maybe she's passing by.
Okay. She seems to be floating off somewhere.
Pardon me, Miss Ma'am.
Yes? Yes, my child. What can I do for you?
Yes, fucking creepy. I just imagine that as a woman floating by.
Yes.
I'm like, oh god, I just got creeped out by my own visual and Ryan's voice.
So I don't know her name, though?
I don't think we've ever mentioned it.
Well, then I'm probably going to want to learn her name before I ask her a favor.
Oh, God. What is
name? Hang on. She does.
Are you talking to me?
I think that's Dr. Candlewick's wife.
That you just, your grave, you desecrated. You broke her fingers off, this lady.
I don't know what this is. I don't remember breaking a finger.
Yeah, you did when you put the guard up the book. It broke her fingers off.
Sounds like something you would do.
It was years ago that we did that.
No, it hasn't. It's been only a couple months.
What?
That's been years. It's been a couple of months.
It's probably been a year or two.
No.
Yeah, it really has.
See, it has been.
I don't know.
We had our entire Eclipse Phase campaign.
Dungeon World.
Yeah.
Well, you grabbed the book from her and you broke her finger, though.
I believe you.
I remember taking the book, but I mean,
I'm just saying, it's been at least a year.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, I just don't
remember. I don't think she has a canon name, but I remember coming up with
goodness, one. Not his wife. His wife has a canon name. Fucking his wife.
Mrs. Candlewick.
No, I think you
fucking
have
his wife, Candlewick.
No.
I do. I think I thought I had it.
You have
the book thing?
Yeah.
It should be in there somewhere.
Here it is. A history. Mildred.
So it is his wife?
Yep. And you recognize her now, but you've seen her grave. And
her.
She looks significantly, you know, better in the spirit substance than she did in the flesh. Because the flesh is.
Hang on, your computer chair on the flesh.
The flesh is.
The flesh is rotting and putrefied.
But honestly, she might not really want to ask her to do it once she realizes who it is.
Well, you look, and you have that realization that, oh, I remember this one.
Right. Well, I was just saying hello because I you know, I see ghosts around, so I'm just a ghost, and I just don't say hello. Because I guess you don't probably hear hello from a lot of people around here nowadays.
No. I spend a lot of time watching my children. And Miles, he's so easily distractible.
Oh, that's Mr. Candlewick, right?
Yes, my husband.
Dr. Candlewick.
So would I know her first name, so I'd be able to address her?
You remember from the grave, Mildred.
Alright, I'll just pretend that I somehow knew that.
Said you remember from the grave.
Right. I mean, yeah.
So, oh, you...
That grave that you robbed,
right.
Remember?
You're Mrs. Candlewick.
Yes.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's very nice. It's good to see you.
You may call me Millie, my dear.
Oh, Millie, yes, of course, I'll remember that.
Millie! Boy!
What can I do for you, my child?
I just thought, I like to greet the ghosts that I see around, because they are not getting a lot of people saying hello to them, really. I thought, usually, right? Just me, probably? Unless it's someone else.
No one else can see. No one else can sense us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but you got me at least. That's one.
Their noses aren't that good.
Because she's, Daddy would probably not want to ask her to spy on her husband. And, also hope she's going to want to avoid possibly being recognized.
Alright, in that case, she's... As far as you can tell... She hasn't gone, like, all vengeance mode, like, you're the one who desecrated my tomb.
Right, but...
And stole my book.
Yeah, but then also, she wouldn't want to have... She probably would be averse to spying on her husband like
when you
that.
You pooped in my litter box.
It's just the way Dottie would feel.
Make me a face plus connive roll.
Yeah, you connive and connive.
Vancouver connives? That's a hot...
Three tens.
Three tens. Okay, yeah, Dottie's playing it cool as a cucumber.
Alright, cool.
So she says, well, it was lovely talking to you, my dear, but I am so worried about young Wisteria. She seems to be so troubled these days, and I've been spending a lot of time with her. I do wish she had some other friends, but maybe you could look in on her.
Me?
Who else sees dead people?
Well, Wisteria isn't dead.
Which is you.
Maybe at some point, although I thought... I thought that she...
Wait, didn't she really, like, not... Wasn't crazy about the actual orphans, or whether I'm thinking...
Oh, yeah, no, she hated you all.
Right.
In fact, she was the one who was pretty much spearheading the get the adults whipped into a frenzy to investigate the grave robbing.
Right.
Incident.
I don't think she's going to really want me as a friend. They she's not really a fan of us orphans very much. I understand.
Alright.
But I do hope she finds friends. Everyone needs friends.
I have a relationship with her.
So that takes a significant amount of time, and I'm sorry about that, you guys. Sorry, Dottie, you kind of miss what's going on because you're having this conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dr. Kendall,
watch on those kind of conversations going on here, and then the door opens, and they're like, they're all
they all walk out. But we rewind a little bit and cut back into Dr. Kendall's.
Music.
Ow.
Right in the snaz.
We do have to discuss the matter of what should be done with Cecil's wing while he is...
Well, I mean, it's only Nock and Dottie. They're not that big of a handful.
No, Nock's...
No, I mean, Jareth and Dottie, because... I mean, it's... That's...
Give Jareth control. That'll be good.
Well,
it's... Since I'm no approved, I guess it's just... Them now.
I mean, Cecil's going to be back tomorrow, so it's just for tonight. So maybe Dottie and Jareth can just stay in one of our common rooms tonight.
Yeah, I'll watch after them. I mean, I have the best relationship with both of them since, you know, we both share the same...
Yeah, they like Duncan. They're friends.
Yeah.
It'll be like a sleepover for them, and maybe it'll help them not, you know... deal with it a little better. Will, stop crinkling all the goddamn bags!
He's gotta crinkle every one.
I'm not trying to. They just crinkle when you touch them.
So stop touching them!
This is going off the rails a little.
Sorry.
That's okay. I lost my place. He says, well, I feel... And several of the other staffers agree that until Cecil is acquitted of these charges, it would be improper to allow him to continue to hold a position of authority.
Why? It's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, but people talk and people make assumptions. And I think that until Cecil has proven, is exonerated, shall we say, that, and believe me, I do have every faith in that boy, but perhaps he should take a brief hiatus from being a prefect.
So, are you just going to be me and Josie, or are you going to get up to someone else who's going to be a prefect?
Wait, so it's just going to be me and Duncan?
No, I actually have someone else in mind.
Is it Carl?
It is not Carl.
Good.
Carl's a good guy, though.
Is it
Barry? Is he better?
Just stop guessing. I'm going to name everyone in the building. Who is it?
Is it Jared?
Is it bus driver?
Is it
the janitor?
Oh, Josie, it's...
Jackal! It's a jackal!
Josie, it's you.
No, but it's not Josie.
Priscilla!
Is it Bernard?
Priscilla! HP! Max!
Tim?
He's already young.
One Billy! Do we have a Billy? I don't know. I bet it's Billy.
Is it Rachel?
One of the Delaneys.
Come on in.
Hi, guys.
I can't let that my first guess.
I believe you know her, Josie. She's around your age. Miss Cudgelthorpe.
Oh,
name.
Out of character. Althea Cudgelthorpe is
a bitch.
That's one way of putting it.
She's also
gigantic. Is another way. She is your age and 7.5 feet tall.
Whoa!
She is very, very.
She's older than you.
Stronger than strong. Quicker than quick.
Very like oddly proportioned.
Okay.
She's very broad and she has very long arms and very meaty hands.
Holy. She's a gorilla.
Yeah, basically.
She's a broad.
on the first day of school. Somebody implied that she's an orphan because she killed her mother during childbirth, and she put that person in traction.
Damn. Okay, so
I think that
mean-spirited girl Duncan.
Yeah.
Older.
Not
girl Duncan.
Not the. She doesn't have the spiky bits. She's just enormous.
She's about to say, like, you know, an orangutan, which already had, like a gorilla, which already has the strength of like 10 men, so,
I think Josie and I can handle it.
Well,
I think wrong.
Althea will definitely keep them in line.
Like, who's she gonna take after the? She's gonna go after the East Wing guys.
Yeah,
she's
looking.
She would take over, assume Cecil's responsibility.
So she's gonna watch.
Oh man, I feel so bad for Jareth right now.
Like,
and her.
Well, she has got to take her. I took my bed with me, so my room's just a room. No carpet anymore.
I've arranged for Miss Silverdale to bring her personal effects over.
She can help?
She might.
Okay, well, we have 3 prefects. That's still good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I know it's a little bit of an anticlimax, but you guys can all now kind of communicate and decide how you're going to approach this. We'll say that Cecil is once again just
crying,
sort of sobbing inconsolably. Mm.
There. It'll all be okay.
Roscoe, Heathcliff, and Chloe are just acting as relays.
Okay.
So you guys can have this conversation as if you were...
Help Ophelia move in.
And then we can...
already moved in.
Ophelia.
Althea. Alf. A-L-T-H.
And named her after Miss Wendell.
Althea.
So, I spoke to a reporter today for the local paper. He's going to look into this whole thing.
He was a nice man. He drove me home.
Okay.
Okay. There's a lawyer who's apparently going to be going to try to help. And,
good.
He's supposed to be really good. But,
I mean...
Do they give us any food?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Deputy comes by with the dinner tray.
Yeah, okay.
And it is jailhouse slop, basically.
No. And a jailhouse slop!
You know what it is? It's shit on a shingle. Chipped beef on toast.
Listen, knock. Roscoe, you're fine. In the morning, you guys are free, man. The one that's got to worry a little bit maybe is Cecil, but
no.
He doesn't have to worry, though, because... We got a good lawyer, and we're gonna get him off.
Yeah,
he has a weak case.
Well, look, when I spoke to the reporter before, he said that we might be in trouble because apparently the sheriff and the judge are working together to send people to the loony bin.
Well.
And they said Dr. Shanker, and I didn't remember it at first, but remember that book we got on the Candlewicks?
Nope.
Dr. Candlewick's wife was talking about Dr. Shanker in her notes.
Oh, I mean, like the lady's grave that you desecrated?
No, that was Dottie.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
What's the name of the institute again?
It's the Zittimer Institute.
Wait, the Zittimer Institute?
Yeah.
That's where Davenport is.
Well, that's not good.
He was one of the people they disappeared.
They've just been sending people there to get rid of them.
What? So good.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But they might try to send Cecil there. They might try to just pin this whole thing on him and send him away. It doesn't matter. You already heard it.
We should just all run away into the pit and just live in the pit and have and just that's all we should do. We should all just
I can't live in a pit.
It'll be safe.
The pit is filthy and covered in cobwebs.
That is untenable.
That's a good idea. That's definitely an option.
We got them probably going to be going to a loony bin. Miss Soldier's going to drown me when I'm taking my bath. And it's just, I can't.
All right, Jareth.
Tell Jareth that Miss Silverdale's not going to drown him because we're going to stop her.
Jareth, I will protect you from any harm that comes your way. But what I want you to do first is do your homework. Second,
you're not his prefect.
I don't know if I got homework. I was in detention taking a nap.
And second, well, you're the same class as Dottie. So her homework about your homework.
I don't know if I technically have that.
Is Carl there?
Carl?
Carl! Carl!
Well, how did we get to... How are we talking with
Ed?
Ed is transcribed.
Basically, we're omitting the part where the Delaney twins say, she says blah, 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 blah. And
is the Chloe somehow hanging out with his wife, Chloe? Is it just between the boys?
Chloe is with Heathcliff.
I figured Duncan kind of like roped him in again and
right after
got him involved.
Plus, you think Chloe's cute.
I might like the attention.
Once you're getting positive attention.
Yeah, once I'm getting positive attention, not negative attention.
All right. So after you finish your homework, if it's not too late, then I want you to work on that pit idea. I want you to fully fledge it out.
I was just gonna go live in the pit and have Poe bring me stuff.
Enoch seems very adamant. He does not want to live in the pit.
I said it's not necessarily what we're gonna end up doing, but it's an option.
He
has said several swear words.
Those are no words.
Tell him to don't say it loud because he's already in jail.
Right. I hate to recommend this. Jared still has that car.
Oh yeah, I could stay in the pits and Poe can bring me food. That'll be it.
But where are you gonna go to the bathroom?
We're
not moving into the pits.
it goes into the water. We could just go right in the water.
Don't have any rays.
there's plenty of stuff down there.
Roscoe, you can stop repeating. Just let me know when they get back on track.
This is gonna go for a while.
there's a good solid couple of minutes from Roscoe, and he goes, "We think that they're getting back on track."
You're probably wrong.
And just like, all right, knock. What do you think? Oh, wait, we can definitely hide in the thing. And
Duncan seems to have instructed Jareth to flesh out his live in the pit idea. Jareth is expounding upon
that. Yeah, I don't care. It's a horrible idea.
It's actually a good idea.
All right, so
back on track.
Here are your options. Pretty much, I'm just gonna. You could try to do this the legal way, and you know, pray that the corrupt judge and the corrupt sheriff are gonna allow you somehow to.
Out of character, the paper, is it daily or weekly?
I'm gonna go with weekly.
Okay.
What day of the week is it?
Monday.
I don't know if we established that, but yeah, we'll go with Monday.
Dang it.
It was our first day of school,
it was Tuesday.
Because it was Friday, Saturday, I say we should go in Poland, go to the, make a visit to the institute. But
I mean, you know what?
Still can.
Let's revisit that and say that it's Friday.
I ain't skipping school.
No, I think you said it was Monday because we came into school and over the weekend someone had
I'm not skipping school. Where are we going to
trouble? I'm after school.
You could still go to the institute and dig around there. You could try to dig up some dirt on the sheriff. Maybe there's something, like if he was confronted with physical proof, and he knew that, you know, the only way to avoid public humiliation was to let Enoch let Cecil go was to cut a deal with you guys, he would totally cave. You could try to bust Cecil out and hide him in the pits.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have to try. Yeah. Cecil could just lick the bars and crawl out.
You're gonna have Poe pick him up
They can't hold him.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So what?
Like Cecil. What I mean is, like, Cecil could go on the lamb,
right. But he's not too keen on doing that.
No. Well,
or whatever you guys come up with.
What does Cecil think about the pit idea? Does he want to live in a pit?
He's thinking it over.
Okay.
if we break Cecil out, then he can never do anything right until we prove his innocence. But then again, he would still get in trouble for breaking out in the first place, and then he wouldn't be able to be a prefect anymore. And he would
well, he's already not a prefect, right?
No, only temporarily.
Look,
temporary.
They're gonna let Roscoe and I out tomorrow morning, and then they're gonna bring Cecil to court. I think if they release him after his thing,
then
we could do investigating.
We could go in the pits.
If they put him back in jail, we might have to break him out or have him break himself.
I am not going to break the law.
We can't let that doctor get a hold of him.
We investigate the Institute. I mean, Dr. Davenport's there. Let's see how he's doing.
No, it's not the Institute. We need to get the sheriff to stop, either the sheriff or the judge, to stop Cecil from getting sent away.
Do we know who the judge is?
Yeah, Judge
Grafberger.
And apparently the judge and the sheriff are in cahoots.
Yeah, they're bad guys.
Well, doesn't Dodgy know ghosts? Does any of them know the doctor or the judge? Can they go talk to him? I mean, or look at him or spy on him?
We need something physical.
Listen,
if the ghosts find something, we could
an idea.
I don't want it. We could always go get it. Or you could go, hey, Poe, to go get it. I'm going to hide.
Carl has an idea.
Carl, what's your idea?
Yeah, what's spit it out, man.
Dottie.
Yeah.
It was one of your ghosts that poisoned. What's the kid's name?
Fucknut McCumface.
Jack Standish.
Jack Standish.
Did I tell them about that? I don't really.
No, you didn't.
I mean, he from your perspective, he just kind of like started looking really ill, and then his mom came to get him from school.
Yeah, he got sick.
And he hasn't been back.
And he hasn't been missed.
Although I don't know if Daddy told anyone that she did that.
I don't think she did.
Yeah.
There goes that. Say she didn't.
Well, theoretically, Dottie, if your ghost had done that.
Well, theoretically, if your ghost had made him sick, or one of your friends
that
are.
No one said that happened.
Hypothetically. It just so happened that he got sick that day.
Hey, Dottie, tell that guy in the cell that we're watching him cry in the cell like a baby.
And I know you talk to ghosts. So, if do you have a ghost that made him sick? Is it possible to make the judge sick?
Maybe, but
that's not going to change anything. That's just going to delay it.
What if we make
it just more time to think of things to do?
But he's not going to the judge. I mean, he's not getting sent away tomorrow.
So you guys could try to dig up dirt on the sheriff and
what about digging up dirt on the judge?
Yeah, we could do that.
You could do that too.
Just blackmail the other part of the loop.
How about
if we try to dig up dirt on the Institute, it's going to be too late for Cecil because he's just going to get railroaded there, and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
So either we have to get the sheriff to drop the charges, or the judge to drop the charges.
To throw out the case.
Yeah, to throw out the case.
Right.
Or
that's the weak spot on.
Or we could live in the pits.
What?
Or we could just let Cecil get sent to jail.
Or
not
we can have Poe just
and let Chris roll a new character.
Yeah, we're not doing.
Or we can murder them. Yeah.
Well, you guys would murder me and Poe would.
That's another option. I mean,
and murdering them is an option, but that's
a little much.
Pretty slippery.
Not for Poe.
For a 9-year-old,
Jareth, you will not murder anyone.
I don't want to be murdered. I don't think murder.
You want to be a murderer? You want to kill a person?
I don't want to get murdered.
You know how much bad juju you get when you murder somebody?
I don't know.
Like the worst juju you'll ever get.
Isn't that a candy?
I don't know if it is yet.
I tell you, man.
Juju bees.
You murder someone, you don't come back from that. You're like the worst person ever.
I would never suggest killing anybody. I just did. No, I didn't.
So tomorrow we're gonna have to see what we can dig up on the sheriff and the judge. I'm guessing the judge is in town. It's a town.
Yeah.
Town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jujubee the drag queen. Jujubee the candy.
Well, maybe we find stuff tonight. Maybe Mr. Kendall has stuff.
I gotta hide.
Well, I can't.
You guys could hit the library. That's a possibility.
I could hide in the library.
I don't understand why you don't think that Mr. Greenwood, the lawyer, is not going to put Cecil off. You got to give him confidence.
I'm not saying he can't, but it's always good to have a backup plan.
He got the pit.
Okay. That's not a backup plan.
The reason
I'm worried is because the sheriff and the judge are bad people.
And they're not gonna
follow the rules like Mr. Greenwich would.
Greenridge
would.
Chloe says, after you mentioned the pit, Chloe goes, "He's saying swear words again."
Oh, Jujubees began production in 1920.
So it could be Juju Beast to Candy.
Play some bad Juju ones.
Bad Juju's my go-to gun in Destiny.
I gotta hide, because that mean Leah's gonna try and kill me. Maybe I'll hide in the library and look at books, and maybe if I stack the books high enough, she won't see me.
There's silver down. What about Althea, though? She's your new prefect. She's your new temporary prefect.
Who is this? I don't know.
Althea.
I never met her.
Oh, she's pretty nice.
She's very nice.
What's up?
She's your new temporary prefect.
Why don't they just let you do it?
Because we need three.
How do you know us?
Because the power of three.
Yeah, the power of three. Three's better than two. I learned that today. It's a bigger number. It's one more than three. Two.
Do you know letters already?
A little bit.
Oh yeah, you were reading Shakespeare, so yes.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Now he's doing numbers.
That's a whole new
something
whole different
backwards
thing.
Here.
We'll start with Shakespeare, then we'll go to the alphabet. Okay. Look, I'm not gonna sleep tonight. Dottie, could you just take care of Teddy and make sure no one takes him?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah.
Push him early in your room. She's saying something about a playmate for her Teddy.
Was she really?
You go into Enoch's room and Teddy's eyes are just glowing and his head is spinning.
Hello, Bernard was here.
We're watching the teddy bear.
No, Teddy got possessed the other last
yeah.
time. Like a ghost.
Yeah.
Right.
And jumped down into the
I stitched an elder side into him.
You did. I forgot about that. That's right, so he couldn't get possessed again.
Yeah, he's good.
He's alright.
That's why I did it, so he couldn't be possessed again.
It was a goddamn ghost. Alright, so you guys are going to go with the option of trying to dig up dirt on the judge and the sheriff.
Well, I mean, I think we'll try, as far as we can, let the legal proceeding happen.
Okay.
But try to dig up something on the sheriff and the judge just in case.
Okay.
Although I did say I was going to go hide in the library and read about the asylum. Any history I can get on it or something.
Yeah, well, I can't do that. Because I'm in jail.
I said I was doing that.
Okay. If you want to do that, you can do some preliminary things. Make me brains plus sound print.
That's about time.
I'm gonna do my job and make sure all my
nothing.
I'm gonna roll. I'm just gonna see what I would have gotten.
I got an 8 and a 1.
Do you want to use any of your echoes?
Got a good spread. I got a 1, 2, 3, 4.
I forgot about those.
Yeah.
I got a straight. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Damn.
But no magics.
That's a hell of a whiff.
Yeah, it is. I got, I have my lucky coin with me.
Alright.
That is.
Go look in the library.
Three, right?
I got,
whatever. 2 4s. So roll 3 more dice.
Oh, Duncan got 2 4. Not, Carl got 2 4.
Do I keep my original roll or?
You just re-roll it with the echo.
I got 2 8s.
2 8s.
All right, so you have to make an illumination roll.
Yeah. Do you have anything in your illumination pool currently?
Yes.
All right, so you add the 3 to it and then roll that.
All right.
No, you roll all of your illumination.
Yeah, you roll 3 plus whatever it is in your pool.
So you've already got a 2 and a 3, so those are gone.
Okay.
So you already had a 3 left, so you roll 6 dice.
Okay. I don't know why I put that in.
So you're a doof.
I forget what I'm doing. I think you move. I'm smart, man. What do I do?
You're
do you have any matches?
I have a pair of 7s. No, I have 3 7s.
Oh,
three
that's
sevens.
A new relationship.
Yeah.
3 is more than 2. Duncan just learned that.
Yeah.
It is more than 2.
All right, so since you're researching in the library, who do you want to rope into this scene for this? Because you're going to establish a relationship with somebody.
The librarian.
I don't think there is one.
One of the Candlewick staffers. It could be the chef. It could be. Let's see. It could be Miss Silverdale.
You have
Miss Silverdale already.
Matron
Fine
Miner, to kill me.
Mr. Gruner. It could be any of the Candlewick family. It could be somebody visiting from town who you've met.
Althea, you do.
Could you?
It could be Althea.
I haven't met Althea yet, so I guess I ask her to escort me to the library.
Do you want it to be her? Let's.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay. So Trip Sevens, she is a distant relation.
Oh.
What are your singletons?
Meh. Oh,
it's a restaurant.
I have
not
a...
anymore.
What?
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
I forget. Wait, what?
Your singles.
Your other dice.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Those two were talking about best on that. 1, 8, and 10.
An 8 and a 10. Okay, so the complications are a price and a tragic fate.
Oh, poor Althea. Or poor James.
So, I will put that out to James. If you can't come up with anything, then I'll put that out there to the table. What is Althea's relationship? She's a distant relation. This comes to Jareth in a flash as he's sitting there reading and flipping his coin. And he sees her for the first time, and maybe something triggers his memory. Their story involves a price and a tragic fate.
A price and a tragic fate.
Jarathan, first, do you have any ideas?
Well, if I'm researching the loony bin, I'm going to assume that should have some, like, a tragic fate. Should be maybe somebody that was taking care of...
Like somebody,
a family member was...
Yeah, a family member was sent, like, you know,
to
there.
To the Zitterer Institute.
Yeah.
Okay. So who was it?
I think a grandfather. I think we just had...
Okay, so you remember being very young at your grandfather's house. You had the bones in your arm then?
Yes. I don't remember how to determine.
He lost his bones.
Jareth just said that he lost them.
Yeah, we haven't really determined.
Maybe
that was
surprised. Maybe you lost your bones that day when your grandpa got taken away.
You were holding
I lost my grandpa and my bones the same day.
My grandfather was my favorite person, so I guess she tried to stop me from running after him, and I did, and I got hit by a car, and that could be how
you lost your bones.
Yeah.
What if he grabbed onto you so much, the hole in the door, and took your bones?
Well, it would have taken my whole arm.
What I was going to say was, you remember getting hit by that car And then you get flashes of surgery. You kind of like wake up and you see your arm is just split open from elbow to wrist, and there are wires and, you know, all sorts of different, you know, instruments sticking out. There's like clamps holding this flap of flesh open, and you see someone with a huge pair of tongs just like wiggling your bone, pieces of your bone out.
We hope none of our listeners are eating while they're
eating
this. It had this weird arm smell to it.
This bone smells like arm.
You get that sense memory, and it is a very familiar smell to you now.
Your arm smells like dead mice and a snake.
And that's all you get. It was just, she was there, they took your grandfather away, you got hit by the car, and that was when you lost your bones.
I'm okay with that. Sounds good.
She is looming over you, and she goes, "Shouldn't you be in bed?"
And he just starts sinking down lower into his chair, and he's, I can't, I gotta hide from Silver Dale, she's mean to me, I'm just reading about the place where they send people, because I don't want my friends in the dorm.
Well, hide from her in your bedroom.
I'll go back. Can I take one of these with me to help me read? Maybe. I mean, it'd be really nice of you if you let me.
Walk and talk, Jareth. Walk and talk. Okay. She grabs you by the, you know, like, and like hauls you to your feet, and she's walking you down the hallway, and you're like tippy toes are just scraping the floor.
Do I have the book in my hands?
Yes, you do.
But is there anything I can do to hold the page without? And she's just dragging me. I'm just mumbling.
Yeah.
And she's just
basically
kind of like just see him like being like Milton in the future, like from Office Space.
So, what you get from the book that you're reading, it's actually a textbook that was published. It was written, written by Dr. Willoughby Shanker. Willoughby Shanker.
No,
and Dr. Miles Monroe Candlewick.
Will it be a Shanker or will it be something else?
Go home.
Yeah.
10 points for Gryffindor.
He's reminding me of a stupid joke someone heard a customer at work say
he's
the other day.
He's a...
They propose some disturbing things about people who are atypical, not neurotypical. They seem to think of abnormal psychology more in terms of pathology and a societal ill as a disease that needs to be eliminated in order for people to have happy, healthy lives and for society to function. And they talk a lot about promising research, and they cite a number of cases that they observed personally at the Zittimer Institute.
So
their bent seems to be, They want to learn as much as possible about psychology from people who experience, you know, aberrant states of mind, as they call it, in order to help the rest of, you know, the people who have the capacity to be healthy. So they're using these psychotics, neurotics, as a tool. As a means to an end, They don't really seem to have any regard for them as patients or as people.
I see, I see.
And that was written by this doctor and Dr. Candlewick.
Yes, and the plot thickens. Thanks, McCarrie.
How long ago was it published?
In the 19-teens.
So, like, 20-ish years ago.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, will be.
Well, I mean, like, if it was published a year ago, that would give me much more concern over Dr. Candlewick.
Yeah, same here. I out of character, I have no things to jump to right now, but I was going to have Jareth jump to the conclusion that Dr. Candlewick is working with Dr. Shanker, and I was going to go rush and tell Ed to tell you what I found.
It's either Chloe or Heathcliff.
No.
Probably Heathcliff. He's the one I was in the car with.
Yeah.
So once Althea finally
she like drops you in a heap. Dottie, you're in the common area,
right.
And this enormous girl, like I said, mm-hmm. seven and a half feet tall, very oddly proportioned. She's wearing like a very threadbare drab dress.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her hair just pulled back in this tight bun. She walks in carrying Jareth by the back of his shirt, and she just drops him into a chair.
Jeff, are you okay? Who's that?
That's Althea.
Name is Althea.
Who's,
Who's that? You'd be Dottie, right?
Yes.
Well, listen up. I'm your new prefect, and I say that it's time for all of you to go to sleep.
And Jeff just lays down and goes to sleep right there.
Not here.
What's the mission?
Okay. In your bed.
Your voice can get any higher.
No, I don't think it can.
when she speaks, she's got some kind of gigantism, so her voice is like a mid-range tenor.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep.
I thought it'd be all about that bass.
It's not quite that.
I'm just right.
Yeah.
He's the most funny spring.
Oh,
that was him?
Yeah.
Oh. I see.
Yeah, it was. He was Frankenstein in a Christmas commercial.
Who was?
Brad
Garrett.
Brad Garrett.
The touching Christmas commercial.
Bed. Both of you.
And he just runs and has the book over his head. The book's probably heavier than he is.
Okay, I see what you're doing there. Whatever you're doing, stop.
What's she doing now?
She's, you know,
she's
like.
She's just gonna stab her.
Yeah. Stop that. Turn around.
Little puppy.
And go to bed. That's the bathroom. She looks at you. And she goes, hold it.
I'll go in the morning.
you like run, make a mad dash to your bathroom, to your bedroom, slam the door, and you hear her just like, that went well. And then she,
why does Cecil always have such trouble with these boys? They're easy.
Alright, so I think that's where we will draw this session to
a close. She walks away, Carl's just in a chair holding a newspaper.
You're not in them, you're not with them.
Oh! Just walks out. Oh!
You have Josie's.
Carl walks in. Hey guys,
you're Josie's person.
I'll just.
You ever seen
Josie
that,
and
you ever seen that clip
tomorrow.
From The Simpsons
yeah.
where Bart is running the bordello?
Yeah.
And Grandma walks in, puts his hat down, sees him, turns back in a circle, picks his hat.
It's
Wait,
something like that.
Are you Bart?
Yeah.
Wait, does your father know you're broken? It was his idea.
I don't think you heard me before. No, I actually went to the library too, and I got like a roll of four.
Yeah, he did.
What were you researching, Carl?
I was researching the judge.
The judge?
Yeah. See if I can find anything on the judge.
I'm going to call him Judge.
Judge Dredd.
Holy judge.
You can't handle it.
I was four. I was thinking about the good Judge Dredd.
That was the good Judge Dredd.
No, it wasn't.
It had Sylvester Stallone, and it had
the new Dredd.
You see, well, you're not one of her kids, so she doesn't care.
You see
her pretty much just pick Jareth up and carry him.
I had no problems with my kids, right?
You're okay with them. They're behaving for once. Because they saw your friend get dragged off to jail and have like a little bit of sympathy.
That's nice of them.
Don't get used to it.
so what do I find?
I'm not done being awesome.
Yeah.
That's your name.
Yeah, it is.
Is it awesome?
Yeah. Awesome.
That's your name.
I'm proud of you. No fires for 3 days.
Yeah, no fires.
Wait, what was that supposed to mean?
I was agreeing with you.
You find a picture of the judge, as well as some of Mr. Lee's stories in back issues of the Candlewick Intelligentsia.
And a picture. He looked like a man. He had a beard.
He is enormously fat. you get the sense reading the articles that he's a man who enjoys his power.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quoted very directly, but when he is, he doesn't have much to say of bearing about the law. Anything of substance is quoted as sources associated with the court said. So people put words in his mouth all the time.
Okay.
So
he doesn't have he's never really spoken before, like to the public.
Not like that. When he is quoted directly,
whoopsies,
he makes himself sound like an idiot.
Ah.
So they don't let him talk.
They don't let him talk.
Because he is an idiot.
Yes. Okay. He's an idiot, and you get the sense that he is kind of a puppet.
He's in this big game.
Okay. Yeah, he's a pawn in this game of Candlewick Township.
The Game of Thrones.
But a puppet of who?
Alright.
That's the question.
The sheriff.
Mr. Lee seems to think and have very convincing evidence that the judge is astoundingly corrupt.
Astoundingly.
Yeah. He takes bribes and kickbacks and...
Elected judge?
Yes.
Of course. I'll vote for you if you...
Like Donald Trump.
I watch kids.
So that's what you get. He's
Russia elected him.
He's kind of a puppet. He's a blowhard who enjoys using his power, and he is known to take graft from anywhere he can get it.
Okay.
So
I find out.
Cecil could buy him off.
He could.
Cecil's got 25. Was it 25?
Oh yeah. $5,000.
$5,000.
He got $5,000.
Hey, that sounds like a sound investment to me.
Yeah,
that's true.
Christmas tomorrow. Right on here, can be bought.
Yeah.
But we don't know about this money. Only Cecil knows about this money.
That's true.
You guys
and,
also
know Dottie. Because wasn't Dottie there when he had the money?
Oh.
I don't know if she saw it, though.
I don't think Dottie ever actually saw
Cecil,
the money.
Cecil kept that one a secret.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Dottie never actually saw it.
And he hid it under his bed.
But, I mean, they could still give him the information that, you know, just in passing the information, that he could be bought and stuff.
Cecil,
and then
yeah,
Cecil,
money.
Well, where are we going to get $5,000?
Well, actually.
And then
the problem becomes convincing the judge that a 14-year-old has $5,000
what?
To
no.
bribe him with.
No, it doesn't come from Cecil.
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
Concerned members of the community got together.
Yeah.
For his re-election campaign.
It was a charity case. No, a fundraiser.
They sent his kids over to
talk. No, this no, it's not. You can't. It's a bribe. You can't say take this money and don't arrest Cecil. Look, we're making a very sizable contribution, but our friend is in trouble, and if you can help him out, that'd be great.
Right.
If not, we'll murder you.
This is all over Duncan's head.
And if not, here's the blackmail material we dug up. So that might soften.
We're even being generous. We're giving you money.
Yeah.
Yes. We're nice.
Give me money, but make sure our friend doesn't go to the loony bin.
Yeah.
Alright, so, like I said, I kind of ended it on a bit of an anticlimax, but what do you guys think?
No, I
had fun getting to the anticlimax.
Knox could have come out a harder man.
Knock,
I got drunk.
Knox got drunk by Frosty.
What a night.
I feel bad for Cecil.
Don't worry. Well, if anything happens, we'll just go live in the pit. It's fine.
We're not living in the pit!
He's fleshing out the details.
Poor
Chris. Sleep when Alice gets mad.
After he fleshes the details out, let him then present it, and then you'll decide whether
Enoch,
a good
Enoch has started cursing.
I'm out of jail. Oh,
don't
tougher man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check if my teddy bear is okay. Oh yeah, I need to check on that. Also, I'll feel like he's done.
Well,
you have to get past Althea. Check
James.
On Enix Teddy.
Right.
We'll get to that. That's going to be a complication. I wanted to introduce like someone
yeah.
else who's more on your level. Who's
I have two distant relations. I got Priscilla and Wisteria.
I got my grandparents.
And your girl's also your is also a mean girl. What's
I've never used my.
Except for I like Alex.
It's a school. They're all mean girls.
So what, someone wants to murder me. That's pretty
yeah,
mean girl.
I want
to
get murdered.
Distant relation.
Oh.
Both are distant relations.
We have
girls
and
who are known for being mean.
Yeah.
We have Duncan, who wants to investigate the Zittimer Institute, because
yep.
that's where Dr. Dreadenforth is.
Yeah.
And now Jareth also has. Significant reason
yeah,
to
your grandfather's there
because yeah they took your grandfather there
yeah.
and he never came home.
I mean I know this is creepy but this is getting really dark.
Yeah, I figured it was.
Where is it dark? Explain that to me. This is not even touched the
this
tip of darkness that we could go.
It's not gremlin's
dark.
You're
being sarcastic, right?
No.
This hasn't. Yeah.
You guys haven't found the fucking torture room yet. Where
give it
one
time.
Of the, yeah.
We found out
or the wing of the house with all of the human skin furniture.
We found out where that how.
Is that real?
No.
Jared lost his bones. We found out how he lost his bones.
Yeah.
And the senior.
I think you guys are also starting to get a sense of the bigger picture of what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's
yeah, it's the whole point of Candlewick Manor as a campaign is you know the players start out with no idea of how they relate to any of this, and then as the game goes on, they make all these connections and associations.
Yep.
And then you actually get to the point where you have to start to okay, what do I do with this information? And it's not supposed to end out. It's not supposed to turn out well. It doesn't necessarily have to turn out badly, but this is a tragedy we're playing ultimately.
Oh, good to know.
Or will likely be.
Yeah, that everyone James' character is going to die.
Well,
Sorry, Jared.
It's fine.
I read
he knew it was coming.
I read Shakespeare. I already know that's a tragedy.
If he was keeping poisonous snakes in his arm, I think he signed up for that.
We see like a preview from next week's episode, and Jareth gets behind the wheel of Poe, starts the engine, and there's a car bomb.
Just
Jareth, wait!
He looks out the window.
Right.
You do a Thelma and Louise, just hold hands and jump off the cliff.
And they drive off the cliff.
Jump into the pit.
Yeah. Alright, listeners, well, I hope you guys are having as much fun with it as we are.
We're not going into the pit!
Will, do you have any last thoughts before we sign off?
The game is creepy.